Is this camping?
All right, so Rich, and we'll talk more about this at 8:15 in our big Musers Camp Out preview. Last year, you were the cook. I heard Dan McDowell and Corby giving you a hard time about that yesterday. See what happens when you go work on the hard line? You just get,
I know.
You just get punched.
Well, see what those guys, see what kind of meals those guys get, and see if they're maybe crouching off in the woods all week because of something that got in their food. Be
so
nice to the cook.
You are the camping veteran amongst us, and you graciously did this for us last year. You cooked, which mainly meant dinner and breakfast because we got, you know, we can kind of make our own sandwich and stuff like that. But
and breakfast basically is just us. None of those bozos get up in time for breakfast.
That's true. They're all sleeping in. So you're up for that again?
I guess so.
That adds another level to your camp out, though.
It does. As I'm going through stuff last night that I have to pack up today, I was like, kind of beaten.
You're bringing up, that's all your gear, right? That you
One thing I borrow from Cub Scouts, but the rest of it's mine. Yeah.
All right, so you have two camp outs and a basketball game here the next few days or so. See, the thing that, and I think you were a fine cook. You did great on the steaks and burgers and whatever else we had last year. But if you're half in the bag, though,
like you usually are,
I just kind of wonder about
what's going on with Craig?
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. Are you really going to know when the steak is done or not if you're tanked?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm all good.
All your whiskey sweat dripping down into the steak.
It's all part of the experience.
Gross.
It's all part of the experience.
That was really gross if you're sweating over them.
That's how he marinates them.
That's right. Well, got to get a little extra salt on there.
He knows what he's doing. He's the cook. Leave him alone.
That's right.
You're freaking nasty.
So you have to cook. Are you cooking tonight, too?
I guess. I don't know.
See, Rich, we got to bring our own food.
I've lost a little interest, maybe.
I think we need to bring our own food because
I think
you're going to go on strike. You're going to get ticked at people and you're not going to cook.
Well, I think that's going to happen. But the food is being provided, so you'll have food. You just have to figure out how to cook it.
You're not cooking it?
What the hell? What?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I'll probably be cooking, yeah. Just don't piss me off. You'll be off crouching in the woods.
If it's just a matter of grilling, I can do that if we need to do that. Okay. But I have to use your grill, though, right?
I guess. I think there's one there. I'm not 100% positive, so I'm bringing one.
Okay. Y'all need to bring your own dinner tonight because this is
not looking good. No. You'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Trust me.
What time do you plan on heading out there with all your cooking equipment?
Oh, I hope to be out there 3:30 this afternoon. Set up camp, set up the kitchen.
Yeah.
Time to y'all rolling in, 9:30 tonight.
I should get my bus there by 4 o'clock or so.
You're not
this
bringing
afternoon.
A bus.
You know what? I think I found a loophole that I can bring a bus, and I'm going to tell you about that at 8:15. And I don't think it's a violation of the rules at all. So we'll get to that in our big Musers Camp Out preview.
We're going so far out. If you want to get there by 3, you got to leave probably during the show this morning.
Right.
8:30 or 9.
Well, I mean, I'm not averse to that, as you guys know. So
no crosstalk with Norm today because we got to head out to the
camp. Well, y'all find that.
I've got heroin in my vagina.
No grass, no weed.
I don't know about that.
I had some this morning.
So, yeah, it's all trees.
That's always a possibility at the camp out. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, and I remember that in last year's camp out. It seemed like we were constantly battling the wind and dust. Is this place going to be real dusty like last year's place?
Yes.
Rich, can you confirm that?
Yeah, maybe a little dusty. There's lots of grass around.
We have high wind forecasted for today and tomorrow?
No, I think the winds are supposed to die down today.
Okay.
Thank God.
Would you like the official forecast for the undisclosed location that we are going to?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Today, sunshine, 83, north-northwest wind at 13.
All right.
That's not bad. Tonight, clear, low 49.
Oh, boy.
Wonderful sleeping weather.
Y'all want to know who's going to complain the most about that?
Bob.
I cannot believe it. The Wisconsin guy was bitching last week about his concerns of the temperature.
You want it in the 40s and 50s, though, don't you?
Yes.
Last year was hot.
Yes, too hot. Yeah, what was the low at night last year when we camped? Do you remember, Rich? Was it 60s?
I don't know. I was unconscious at night.
Yeah, Rich.
stumbled back to his tent and then collapsed on top of it at the end of his cooking night. He doesn't know.
So 49 tonight, sunny 81 tomorrow, windy though, east-southeast 17 to 20, low humidity both days. And then, if you will bear with me for one moment, I will get you tomorrow night's low.
Okay.
Refresh.
As we are refreshing,
I'm getting an
even more extended outlook.
I'm bringing an air conditioner.
And that outlook says 59. So Thursday night, Friday morning, 59. Mm-hmm. So a little warmer, but still pleasant. As long as we're in the 50s, I guess I'm okay with it.
Okay. So the weather outlook is good. The pollen outlook may not be that good here for the next few days.
That air conditioner that I'm bringing has a micron filter, so it gets out a lot of that pollen.
I'm telling you, we're going to have to take this up with him at 8:15. I think Gordo may be in violation once again this year. And if he's allowed to do it, then the bus rolls in at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
When have I ever said you couldn't bring a bus? I'm fine with that.
You know if I rolled up in a bus, there would be a riot.
Not for me.
Really?
Yeah. All right, we'll talk for you doing it.
We'll talk more about this at 8:15.
Matter of fact, I'll go halvesies. Come on, Cletus, let's do it.
All right, we'll talk about that at 8:15. Maybe we'll strike a deal here on the morning show. Junior, you want in?
Do I want to bring my own bus?
Yeah, or join
just
in
just ours. I mean, yeah. we have room. The thing sleeps 20.
No, I actually enjoyed sleeping in the tent last year. Yeah, I liked the whole setup and roughing it and getting into the spirit of things, but... I mean, if you guys are too soft, then...
Believe me, there's so much more spirit in getting a bus.
Yeah.
My spirits are much higher.
All right, we'll get to that controversy at 8:15 this morning.
I hate you and I hate blacks.
This afternoon, the entire ticket team will head out into the woods for the second annual Woodford Reserve Musers Campout. We did this last spring, and we camped out at Lloyd Park in Grand Prairie.
Grand Prairie.
A fantastic place to camp out if you don't want to leave the Metroplex. And Lloyd Park in Grand Prairie is, again, a sponsor of this year's campout, as is Woodford Reserve, again, our sponsor. Also, Macho Mobile Storage, big sponsors this year. Thank you, Macho Mobile Storage.
Thank you.
But this year, we're not camping at Lloyd Park in Grand Prairie, because now the P1s know that that's where we would end up camping. So we have gone way out. We're going outside of the Metroplex. We're not in Dallas County or Tarrant County or Denton County or Ellis County or Collin County. We are going way out, deep into the woods. It starts this evening. Everybody's got to show up. The Hardline will broadcast from there this afternoon. Everybody needs to be at the campsite by the end of the Hardline broadcast. It's our first night in the wilderness tonight, and then tomorrow morning we get up and broadcast from the woods. Every show all day long tomorrow. And then we camp out again Thursday night and get up Friday morning and do the show again out there. So we're all together at a campsite in the woods with just our tents, whatever food we've brought, the wild, the cold, the danger. It's the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout.
Yeah, we've got some issues. Let's address this one right off the bat.
Someone's going to die.
Well,
I think in this game.
I don't know if we need to take it that far, but last year at beautiful Lloyd Park, I never really feared the nighttime attack of the mountain lion or maybe a run-in with coyotes. That is a real possibility in this camp out.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's why someone has got to convince Norm that he needs a tent. He cannot just stumble through a pasture and flop onto his mattress and pull a blanket over his head. He can't do that here.
Why? Yeah, because like coyotes, they'll gnaw off diabetic toes and stuff like that.
Why did he do that last year? Why did he not set up a tent?
He said he wanted to look at the stars.
He wanted to sleep under the stars.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting almost eaten to death by mosquitoes.
Yes, and he had ant bites and welts all over him in the morning when he woke up.
Because he went shirtless.
They just need to tell him, okay, you can sleep under the stars, but be inside a tent. Just
right.
Like, post my picture up at the top of the tent or something. He was sleeping under the stars.
God. Gosh.
Yeah, once again, Academy Sports and Outdoors, a big sponsor, and they're giving us all plenty of tents, plenty of equipment, like they did last year.
They can give Norm a tent. He needs one of those things. And so that's one issue. The second issue is, last year Gordo did this. He stole a van from his dad or something. And
I borrowed a van from someone, and I have a tent that goes onto the back of the van. Mm-hmm. It attaches to the van.
And the rest of us just have freestanding tents that we have to construct properly or they'll blow over.
Well, none of you guys did them properly last year.
I did okay.
I still had the photographic evidence I noticed.
Yeah, it stayed upright in very windy conditions, all right? So it worked okay. And it wasn't attached to a vehicle that has, you know, a kitchenette in it and all this stuff.
The van does not have a kitchenette in it. Believe me, this was all ruled upon last year.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
The commissioner of the campout said that this was absolutely legal. Okay. He said you could bring your own tent if you have one and use it if you'd like.
Okay, I've got one too that attaches to a vehicle.
No, you don't.
It fits perfectly on the back of a Prevost bus, so I'll be rolling up in that this afternoon.
That's not even close to what Gordon had. Yeah, I support Gordon
close,
on
same
this.
Thing.
I do too. I don't have any problem with it because it was nice and roomy, but it wasn't. It's not like he was living in the van.
Right.
He had the van as an immediate fallback, though. If we had rain or 60-mile-an-hour winds, though, he could just crawl into his van. We don't have that option.
But we all had our cars there.
Get in your car.
We all had that option in a way.
They were right next to our tent, though.
They were all parked right next to your tent.
Not attached to our tent like yours was. Mine was some 30 or 40 yards away.
This year, open up your trunk, and you can just have your tent hanging out of your car.
Yeah.
All right, and here's the thing. It's going to be fun for the P1. It's going to be fun for us. I like hanging out, and this year we have the possibility of a bass tournament because we're going to have nearby water, four-wheelers. I understand a paintball competition may be in order.
I don't know about that.
Oh, really?
No.
We get banned?
Well, I just don't know that you got your equipment ready.
I thought we were getting some. Well, maybe I'll get some. Anyway.
All right, you do that.
So... I like that. I think it's fun when we all hang out here at the ticket.
That was my love gun.
The problem is, in kind of the Chris Rock routine, I just hate camping.
Do you really?
Yeah. What the hell?
I don't like the camping part of it where you have to sleep in a tent.
Georgie.
That's the part that stinks. The rest of it's fun.
You know, I didn't sleep well last year in the tent because it was so windy and there was lots of noise. I didn't sleep well.
I slept horribly.
But
awful.
I think I can get by that because the rest of it was fun. Sitting around the campfire with your buddies and
fun.
You know, it was a good time. Just being out in the middle of nowhere, I think, will be fun.
How did our ancestors sleep out in that mess?
I have no idea.
How did our caveman ancestors? Surely they crawled into the van. They didn't stay in the tent part.
They didn't know any better. They didn't have a climate-controlled, perfectly quiet, perfectly dark chamber of a bedroom to sleep in to compare it to.
But according to Craig, we're going to go back there because people like a good old day syndrome.
Only with stadiums.
But I asked a question. If camping was so great last year, who has gone back and camped since?
Me. I have.
Me.
Rich, as you have not, Junior. When did you go camping?
Not me.
I was lying.
Oh, okay.
I have.
Did you really?
No,
yes.
He didn't.
Okay.
He's lying.
See, no one was so enamored with it last year. It's like, wow. And that's the camping part that I'm talking about.
It's once-a-year thing.
But I don't know. I've been camping 5 times since the Muser camp.
But those are due to domestic situations.
No, they are not.
People who like camping, though, they'll go 5 or 6 times a year or more.
I've got about 5 or 6 already planned between now and July.
I guess I would say this. I like it, but I like a lot of other things better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I just reserve my once-a-year camp out for the Musers camp.
Like indoor living.
Right. Indoor living is so much better than outdoor living. I think that's what this proves every year. And I make the prediction, as great as this will be, the next 2.5 days, what you are going to hear the next 2.5 days, P1s, is the last camp out we will ever do.
This is a weird selling point that you're...
Well, I'm not starting to sell anything. I'm just telling you, I think it's going to be the last one we do.
Here's what I think.
I think everyone's going to leave ticked off. That's
no,
what I think.
No, he is projecting his desires up through his prediction.
Yes.
He doesn't want to camp out anymore. He just told you how much he hates it.
I hate the camping part of it, absolutely.
So he's been all week long walking around the station saying, this is going to be the last one. There's going to be a mutiny next year.
This is our event, and you're a muser, and you're defeating the muser camp.
Your words yesterday were, there's going to be a mutiny. Right. I guarantee you this will be the last one we ever do. And no one else has shown that inclination.
The mutiny's coming from you.
No, not just me. I hear chatter that you guys don't hear. And I'm telling you that Norm, he comes in here.
Yeah, is he on board?
No, he's bitches about everything.
Hold on. Norm's not on board with the drive because we have to drive a ways out. But once he gets there, he's on board with it.
He's fine with. He slept under the stars.
So much of us.
Norm will veto it next year. Bob will.
Hey, will you?
He's no, he away won't. From his television for 2 days. You know what torture that is for Bob? Dan cannot be off with his television alone for 2 days.
Let me just say, on that midday show, the least amount of bitching I have heard this year has been from Dan.
See there? Dan's on board.
I've heard private chatter there. And
I've heard private and on air, and the least amount has been from him.
Rhines? You think you're going to sell Rhines on this a third
straight?
I think
Rhines has been fine with it this year.
He was won over last year. He's ready to camp. He said, let's camp. He said it yesterday. Let's camp.
Well, you remember when we were a day into it last year and he asked if this part was the camping part?
Yeah.
He was very confused as to what camping was.
He kept asking, camping. Are we camping now?
I love when he called Corby right before going out there. So, what do I need to wear for this?
Yeah, what do you wear for camping?
You know, I was thinking about it last night, giving it some really good thought, and I think I'm going to dominate this camp out.
How are you going to do that?
What does that mean?
I think I'm going to win.
There's no game.
It's not a competition.
So you're as confused as I was yesterday. What? I thought I was going to win yesterday.
You jumped on him yesterday for trying to make it a competition.
I'm just saying I'm going to have the best camp out of anybody.
Well, that's a very bold claim.
How many women are you guys bringing?
I invited Alexis.
That was really uncomfortable.
I'm taking two. It's a 3-day trip, 2-night. I can get by with just 2 women, can't I?
I invited Alexis, but then I told her that she had to sleep in a tent with Norm, and she immediately backed out.
Yeah, she's really grossed out by the thought of snuggling Norm.
So, I'm sure her vomiting has stopped yet.
So with no Alexis, once again, Rich will be the female of the group.
Cookie.
Because you are again the chef.
Am I?
See, Rich is defeated. He didn't want to cook. And he's the camper.
I thought you enjoyed that last year.
It's all right. Yeah, I don't mind it. I got a lot of things going on this week.
I'm just warning you.
I wouldn't mind
you.
Just going and hanging out by the lake. And
I'm going into survival mode.
Not this routine again.
What do you mean routine? There's no routine to it.
Are you coming dressed in your full camo with your knife at
please
your side?
Please don't.
Yes. I will be undetectable at the campsite.
Yeah, right.
As a matter of fact,
don't do Johnny
he showed up. You guys may not even see me the whole time we're there because I'm going to move among the treetops.
Right.
I'm going to use the trees to... Now get around like the predator.
That was very funny last year when Gordon showed up and he gets out of his car and he looks like Crocodile Dundee. He's got a safari hat, full camo, and a big knife.
You bet.
Please don't do that again this year.
What do you mean?
And I will prove
I kept the campsite safe. Did we have one incident?
No, there were
no breaches of security when I was on patrol.
We will this year. You show up in that camo outfit again, I'll prove to you that I can see you and hit you with a paintball gun.
Mm-mm.
I felt
won't
better
happen.
With you in full camo and armed.
Yes.
I really did.
Oh, I'm going to be armed to the teeth.
You don't need to be armed, because there will be plenty of Woodford Reserve there.
Right. Corby and I have already made plans.
What guns are you guys bringing?
Paintball gun and a 12-gauge.
All right. You got a 12-gauge? What are you bringing, Junior? I'll bring enough for everyone, but...
Oh, and my right arm. I'm sorry. That's a lethal weapon, too.
Jeez.
George Dunham.
Are you guys bringing any...
The only weapons I need are my Mossberg and my girl assaulter right there.
Brother.
Are you bringing any fun items?
What?
Fun items? RFPDs, fishing poles...
Fishing poles? I have no idea.
What are RFPDs?
Baseball mitts, football, anything like that.
Yeah, you should bring all that.
Are you bringing your boat, George?
Thought about it.
You should.
I'm bringing a fishing rod. I'm bringing, of course, the hunting knife, my fleshlight.
Well, that's all good and well, and it all starts this afternoon. It's the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout. Be listening starting today at 3 when the Hardline gets out there. All night long, we could have renegade programming. I'm going to attempt at some point in one of these next 2 nights to work in maybe a short edition of Junior Coast to Coast.
Yeah, that's your UFO show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hosting a love line.
Good.
I'm going to do basically one extended ladies' night.
That'd be a good night to turn in early.
Oh, guys love that. The P1s love hearing from P1 females.
We're going to have the broadcast equipment running all night long, so if we can't sleep, we'll be broadcasting.
I predict someone's going to get thrown from a four-wheeler up into a mesquite tree.
Yeah, the four-wheelers concern me. Those things can be dangerous.
So give us a listen the next 48 hours starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon, Woodford Reserve Musers. camp out.
Stupid whore. There it is. Up next is camp out Norm.
Yes.
Who has told us once again. You want to go ahead and just repeat what you told us just moments ago in this breaking news here from Norm Hitchkiss?
You're going to be the first people at the campsite. You're heading out there after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Our staff will be out there setting up the campsite. I just wanted to save them work. Don't set up a tent for me. Just give me the air mattress and the sleeping bag, and I'm good.
Norm, you are crazy.
Why?
Because we're way out this time, and there are varmints, ants,
coyotes, and mountain lions,
and
bobcats. I've also heard that this is the hotbed of the Bigfoot territory.
Mm-hmm. Like chupacabra, maybe?
Bigfoot sightings or whatever.
Lots
I don't
of
know
chupacabra.
If you believe in Bigfoot, but I'm just telling you.
And weren't you eaten alive last year when you slept under the stars? Didn't you wake up with lots of bites?
No.
Really?
No, I really didn't.
No, we made that up.
Yeah,
no.
You made that up
in theater anyway.
Yeah, that was made up along with Gordon's attempt to amputate my good leg and things like that.
Yeah. You're going to apologize to his face right now? Go ahead.
Yes, please. You should apologize to me, Norm, for bringing up that audio clip, which I disagree with and don't think it should have ever aired.
Hmm.
Did you say it?
No.
That's fake Gordon.
It's George auto-tuning his voice to sound like me.
Isn't it disturbing, Norm, how easily he can lie?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so natural.
Off his tongue.
I cannot lie easily, Judge.
You have a future in Congress. Wow. Yes.
Well, Norm, we'll see you at the camp out anyway.
Yes, it's going to be great.
I like the whale tail. Are you excited to camp, Norm?
Yes, I am. I like camping.
I
don't say that just for baloney's sake. Oh, yeah, I like camping.
No.
I like this. I like the compound when we had it. I really did like the compound we had. I may have had more fun at the compound than anybody else on the staff.
Why is that?
I just liked hanging out. I like the camaraderie. I like laughing at guys because we got some funny guys on the station. And I like going on the late night shows with them other than Dan McDowell's Love Line.
Are you going to partake in any Woodford reserving tonight, perhaps?
I may partake in some red wining tonight.
See, you should see how long you can hang with Corby on the Woodford reserve front.
No.
Just start knocking them damn down.
Here's the problem with that. Corby's been practicing for about 10 years.
Yeah, I know, but you're out there. Okay. You're safe. You got nothing to do but plop it down on the air mattress.
That's true.
Come on now. Yeah. Come on.
Come
bring
on.
It on.
Yeah. All right.
Two of them. We agree.
I won't be taking part in the Woodford. Not that that's
the sponsor.
I loved it.
You're
I agree.
Obligated.
I don't worry. I agree.
That'll be fun. Are you really planning on going no tent, just mattress and plop it down?
Mattress and sleeping bag.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
That'd be fun.
You've heard Jerry. You've heard Mike Soroy. Welcome back.
Thanks, pal.
Killer did a great job.
Mike's better looking.
Slow down.
Yeah.
And much less hairy.
Not a hair on me.
It's true.
It makes it easier for kissing.
And he can read.
Sean, with that last comment, should the two of us just leave the room for a couple of hours here?
Let's get out of here.
No.
Grab some Woodford.
Morning, everybody. Morning. Let's go to the Cowboys talk, and we'll take calls right off the top here.
Uh-oh. He's staring at me.
So beautiful. I love the sunlight shines off that forehead of yours.
Skips off the top.
So beautiful. Keep talking.
My love.
Okay, now you just killed it.
We should sing this one.
I am your whore.
So can we expect, since you're at the athletic forum today, Bob, Dan, and Donnie, that you will show up at the camp out in suits?
Bob.
No, don't assume
Bob.
Norm.
Bob.
Hey, Norm.
Not going to see happening. You then?
Maybe Bob. Our birthday suit, because it means then we'd be naked.
Thank you so much.
And you said suit, so I thought that played into it.
It did. Quite clever.
In the Pro Bowl yesterday.
So, Norm, you're going to the camp out?
You bet. I'm going to beat you there.
All right, here, Bob. I owe you money.
I'll be there before you.
Norm will be there, sleeping all in his little speedo.
But I got to leave early, guys. I had this thing at Lone Star scheduled for 4 months.
Right.
And,
well, let's find out. Are you there for the duration on Thursday?
I'm there tonight, and I'm there all day Thursday, and yes.
You're not leaving for anything.
Well, I'm leaving to leave.
How come you're not doing the show there Friday morning?
Because my vacation starts after the show, and I've got to catch a flight.
Where are you going?
And I'm going to Hawaii.
Sweet Hawaii.
Sweet
epic
nerd.
Win.
Help with the hurricane cleanup?
The tsunami cleanup.
You staying with Nelly?
Yes. Pardon?
Staying with Nelly?
No.
Are you staying at that place, your buddy's house?
Yeah, my friend, the coach, Jim Miller's place, yeah.
So you don't pay a dime when you go for lodging in Hawaii?
I feel I have to pay for dinner virtually every night, but Coach steals one of those checks or two. But it's a wonderful time, yes.
Kauai, right?
Yes, Kauai.
Is he married with family?
Yes.
Okay. Guys don't have any seedy things going on?
No. There'll be more seedy things going on at the campout.
Oh, yeah.
We should hope. So you're going to go home today.
Uh-huh.
Pack.
No, I'm actually packed.
You're packed already?
I'm packed already.
For the next 2 weeks.
So your packing. One bag?
Yeah, my one bag is packed.
In your wallet. Now, what's in that one bag, Norm?
How
many pairs of underwear?
Four.
Is it just a carry-on? So you're going carry-on to Hawaii?
Yes.
Scuba suit?
No. I do have my aqua shoes, though.
Good.
Your peppermint spray-on stuff?
My peppermint spray-on, my peppermint spray-on, because everybody likes a man smelling like peppermint on the beach.
Yes.
And then SPF 80.
And I've got about three pairs of shorts and about four tees and a couple of golf shirts and one good pair of pants.
So you will take that flight Friday not having showered in 3 days.
Well, we have facilities, don't we?
We have facilities.
I sure hope we do.
I'm not using
Who's going to use it? Right. This is camping. This is roughing it.
Well,
camp facility.
Did they have showers?
What's more disgusting and disease-ridden than that?
Did William Wallace have a shower? Did
not
he take one?
It? What we have is a little area where you go behind a curtain and you shower.
Will
and
I then, see your silhouette?
Then Donnie comes over, climbs a small stepladder, and dumps the rinse water on you.
Why Donnie?
Yeah, why do I? Jeez. Why did I get that there, Donnie? Jeez. That's awful. Easy, groups. I will kick your ass. You know I won't do that, groups.
Well, we'll see you out there, Norm.
I know.
Lads, when we get there, we've got to form some immediate alliances to prevent pranks.
Make sure
alliance.
Immediate alliances.
Like Survivor. All right.
Exactly
make sure there's
right.
Make sure the pig is on the spit by the time we get there.
Right. Hey. And that apple in his mouth is mine.
Let me tell you, the pig will be on the spit.
We'll all be in our grass skirts.
I brought mine.
Oh, just grass, Dan.
Totally.
Thank you.
What does that mean?
Bye, Norm. See you, lads.
Lads!
Look at the... You know, we do more before 3 o'clock than most people do their entire lives.
But wait, there's more tonight.
Yes, we are set to shed the shackles of the man, which is this monkey suit. We will put on our camo, our orange camo gear, so we don't shoot each other. And we're heading out camping to the Musers Campout, the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout. Now,
back by popular demand.
Now, first of all, I'd like to... we've been here nearly 12 years now, so the next time the Musers support one thing that we do, you can alert me. The first time, I should say.
Wow, we're already going to start?
But we are mandated to do this campout. Now, last year it was a lot of fun. I was not excited about it going in, but then we got there. We did one show there. We spent the night there. The killer was there to help set up our tents and just be a good, you know, ticket friend. And so things were really good. So what does the ticket decide when something works well? They're like, well, how can we try and screw this up?
It's like Russell and Boston Rob.
Here's what happened.
Yep.
It's like this. If the city of Arlington and everybody in the Metroplex decided, you know what was really good this year? We hosted the Super Bowl. That was a boon to the economy, and it was really fun. We should have one again next week.
We should do two next year.
Next year, we're going to have two Super Bowls. It was so fun. We're going to have a Super Bowl on Monday also. Can we do that? Can we schedule that? Well, no, you can't schedule that with the NFL because they've got some things in place to make sure you don't do silly things like that. But here, we can. We can overschedule things. So what we did is doubled it. So now,
well,
we took one good fun night, and we've now made it two. And
because
instead of one show out there,
it's
now three.
It's like turn it up to 11.
Right.
instead of one delicious pizza pizza, it's two delicious pizzas of pizza.
No, one.
Instead
delicious. Of instead two is of bigger than one.
That's wrong. This is the supersized mentality of this country that makes that has produced TC. Look at him. So
sorry, Chuck.
It's the
I'll post those pictures.
Hey, I have one. This one meal totally filled me up, and I feel perfect and satisfied. All right, eat another one. Oh, I just. That's what this is. This isn't one piece of pizza. Nobody last year was left wanting, going, man, they should do it again tonight. That's the problem. Now we're going to have to do it for two nights, and Bob is going to have to try. You can't drink two nights in a row, not like you did last year. You know, that's the problem.
You know what they did last time? They were so sure I had no use for my liqueur that it was half gone by the time I arrived at the camp. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, your bottle?
Yeah. Because yeah, they're like, Bob won't need his.
They gave us each a personalized bottle.
Like, what if in the last year I've taken up hard drinking?
And you have.
You've been hanging out with me this whole time.
But it's a secret thing, now, and you don't want to let everyone know.
And now I'm like the guy on Raiders of the Lost Ark who the chick drank under the table. That's me, and I'm just going to fall through a table.
You're just going to walk around with a crazy straw in the bottle, just sipping out of that.
A year's mm-hmm. a long time for a personal transformation.
Actually, last year I remember I did want to stay one more night. I just thought it was a lot of work to set up a tent, but for the killer to do all that work, and then only sleep in it for one night. So it might be a lot of fun. Probably won't.
But haven't they fixed you that way,
suck.
Too?
I hope they do some really funny bits, like, hey, Gordo can wake people up in the morning and then shove a microphone in their face.
Well, this is a good way to make sure they won't.
Yeah, they won't.
They
do
will
it
anyway. Right?
Yeah, I feel like you're falling into a bit of a rut.
What?
I think it was predictable that you were probably going to not be into this going in.
Okay, so was it equally predictable that you would sit there and
I'm just saying,
be an
man,
Uncle Tom?
An Uncle Tom?
Oh, wow. Man.
Now, why am I an Uncle Tom?
I don't know.
Because I went to Duke?
Yes.
He's got you there.
I'm just waiting.
You got all this learning?
Oh, yeah, book learning.
All your book learning and your big blog.
I think there will come a time when there is a station event you're really, really into. And when that time comes, you're still going to act
like the Great Game.
You're still going to
act like I was into the Great Game, even though I sucked.
Well, being into it. And
1 year out of three.
I think if you would have pitched a little bit better, we would bring that thing back.
Oh,
wow. So it's Dan's fault that the Great Game is dissolved?
Well, see, that hurts. What you just did there.
By the third pitch behind a batter's back.
99% of the stuff you do,
it was canceled.
But I don't support what you just said.
It's the camp out, and we'll all get through it.
I thought you were great, Nizzle.
By the way, I'm going to...
So did the other team.
I'm going to tweet my ass off the next 3 days. That's why I wanted to start Twitter right when this started. So I will report on anything Bob drinks. I will report. Well, no, I'll keep. Me and Bob are in the trust tree together, so I'll report on, the Cobra when he cracks his first drink.
Doesn't your iPhone have the breathalyzer app where I have to blow into the little meter there
to make it work?
And then you post results on Twitter.
No.
Hour by hour breathalyzer.
No, you know how. Remember the girl at Hooters, some place we once did a show from?
Yeah, didn't you date a Hooters waitress, Bob?
The waitress who on
hey,
her
did you know
car.
I dated a Hooters waitress? Oh, that was, yeah, I think it was.
On her car, like technology has taken us here, she had to do a breathalyzer in order for the key to start the ignition.
I've seen that. You can't start the car without it, yeah.
Like she's 21 and a month, and she's already got that hooked up to her car.
And if you have one drop, that sucker won't start.
But that, I heard that they have this app that will prevent you from tweeting based on BASIC. That if you blow into it, then you can tweet. If it registers your blood alcohol low enough, then you're allowed to Twitter.
Shout out.
I've been asked to go start a car.
Shout out to our boss. No way. Did you?
No. That just seems really bad. Hey, they have
it
the,
seems illegal. Now, what was she willing to do for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Or was it a guy?
It was a dude.
Yeah, yeah, it was a dude.
Lamp.
But if it was a girl, I'd say, hey, tiff a tat.
But you have
I'm
no
sorry.
Tattoo.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying, you know.
Okay, so it starts tonight. Here's the weird thing. So we got to cruise out there.
We're going to recreate Surviving the Game.
We have to go out there after the show.
Well, I'm not going. To hell with that. To absolute hell with that.
I guess.
Boom, boom, boom.
I guess we're going to have a ticket team dinner with Rich Phillips cooking and everything.
Awesome.
Tonight.
And he'll let us know how super important he is.
He's storing all the food in his belly as we speak. It's all in the freezer right now.
His walk-in freezer.
You know, I'm not going to say bad things about Rich. He might be the key to us eating for the next few days. So I'm going to support Rich and Race Week and all he does.
Absolutely.
And I guess we got a Stars game on tonight. Someone else will do the Stars post-game show, not us.
Right.
So certainly, I'm sure no one would want to listen unless it was us.
It'll be very, very good.
We know everything. And then after that, they will fire up the transmitter from campsite, and you will hear...
Even tonight?
Yeah.
All
we're not
right.
going out there to not broadcast, are we?
I know they keep...
I have some blank gabber tape to look at, actually.
They keep talking about Thursday night as the firing up the transmitter, but if it's tonight, I'm
tonight,
game.
Tonight's probably more of a taste, and then tomorrow night's probably quite a bit more.
Now, do we...
Just because we don't have the rights to Mavs games yet.
Oh, okay, so we have a Mavs post game tomorrow?
Yeah, Mavs game.
Yeah.
Sean, how are we doing it?
How are we doing that?
Are we allowed to break in, or are you guys actually going to be doing a post game, or what?
Yeah, we'll be in the Jack Daniels Old Number 7 Club. But hey, if you want, guys want to pop on for anything, I would love to hear
you
from
you. You and old Follywell?
Sure, me and Kickball Head.
Oh, Follywell. Well, by the time that Mavs game is over, everyone's going to be lit.
Sure.
So, sure.
But it'll just be like you guys at the Old Number 7, too.
Yeah. I know I will be.
Sure.
So tomorrow night's going to be the big night of broadcast. Tonight, well, maybe some deep night ticket stuff, just some laid back.
Maybe Bob and I would do a hip-hop show tonight.
I'm pretty sure I was going to do an all Hispanic soccer hour. Just talk soccer in Spanish for an entire hour tonight.
Awesome.
While you guys drink.
I would sit there and listen to that if you wanted to really try and do that.
No, I don't think I will. But I support everything, and I look forward to several times. Like last year in the camp out, I probably hit the sheets at a very late time for me, like 11:50 maybe, even teetering on midnight, which is way past my bedtime. And I just remember until about 2 a.m., every time you dozed off to sleep, you would be awoken with Pterodactyl Corby laughing like every 10 minutes or so. It was wonderful. And I knew everything was fine over at the campfire.
Look who's the saddest guy here. Killer. Killer won't be out engineering, and we're against that.
Well, it should be you that's being the saddest, since he's the guy who actually set up your tent.
Killer set up everyone's tent.
Yeah. What are they going to do?
Did you set up Mike's? Did you help Bob?
He didn't set up Norm's, because Norm slipped out in the open.
Norm is like the only tent. Norm and Gordon's were the only tents I didn't touch.
Why don't you just go...
Well, you must have touched mine late at night.
So you keep being mean to Rich Phillips, and I'm going to be nice to him.
Just go rogue, Doug.
Just show up?
Just go nomad and set up tents.
And
just show up like the ex-girlfriend?
Oh, right, and go help.
I don't think Killer is upset about not going, I am.
Dress up like a tree trunk and stand real still if you think someone spots you. And then when they look away...
If you show up, you could sleep in my tent.
That's awkward.
I'll sleep out in Norm's tent. You could set up Norm's tent for me.
Well, it all starts next, right?
I guess
they're actually out there, right?
Yep.
They're out there today?
They're out there right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll do that then next. You know what? I found something about Twitter, too. You react way too much to one or two idiots that mention something on Twitter.
I don't react to you right here.
All right. Let's say hello to the hard line. Now, what are the chances that Corby is already at the camp out? As we try to get
poor
Mike Reiner and Corby
there
Davis
he is, right
raised
there.
Up.
Camp out, Corby.
We are camping as we speak.
You made it.
We are in camping.
Did you guys drive together?
Of course.
And did
we drive everywhere together.
Did you follow the, if you drive somewhere over an hour, you have to, you know.
Do it?
Yeah, we pulled
over. What?
We pulled over.
You have to what?
No, not a pullover, just a
while. Oh,
wow. Wow. Way to keep the mystery.
All right.
Awesome.
Did that out loud?
Yeah. It was very loud.
You kind of did.
You can say cabeza, and you can say road.
You
but
practically
you just
yelled it.
You can't put them together, right?
Right.
No.
Let me just give you guys a little word of warning.
It sounds great.
Boy, thank you.
It's a good thing we got some good engineers out there this year.
First off, we are in the middle of
pizza on the case.
Nowhere.
Really?
Yes.
4G?
But we do have a butler, so that's nice.
You're not broadcasting from that log cabin in the middle of downtown Dallas?
How's cell phone? How's cell phone and internet? That's all I'm really worried about.
Internet
that's,
works.
You really
cell
need
phone.
Cell phone and internet if you're to truly camp, Bob.
Yeah, I agree.
Cell phone, I have no idea. I'm not concerned with
what
that.
About
I turn mine off.
Build a fire. How can you build a fire without 4G?
But don't don't take cat's directions.
Well, okay? Oh, really?
No. No. They're
can I call you during a break?
Terrible.
Well, that's all you have, so we need to know something else.
Oh. Okay, well, let me tell you
right
on
now.
The air.
Yeah.
You're gonna take 45 due south towards Houston.
Okay.
Exit Houston.
Exit at the John Bunyan.
And you'll see us in Houston.
Okay.
How's that?
We're on top of the Astrodome.
Right. It's really weird.
Does the Astrodome still exist?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
They haven't torn that thing down.
That's where Katrina went.
Oh yeah. That's how awesome. Remember Barbara Bush said it was so awesome there.
Right.
These
like
people
a
5-star
hotel.
You know, they're actually lucky they were displaced.
Totally.
That they get to stay here.
Got to see a place where Jose Cruz once starred.
Where they filmed a Bad News Bears movie.
They got to stay in the
play.
Eighth wonder of the world.
Isn't that where they yelled, "Let them play," to the crowd?
They did.
And then the whole crowd started chanting. And
let
then some of the Houston Astros players themselves jumped out and joined the chant. Because we can't end in a tie game.
No.
What is this, the great game? No, they must find out who is the winner. And we will postpone our 7:05 start to see.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
So,
did anybody else see that movie?
Uh-huh.
Corby,
what?
Did you see it?
What?
Today is Wednesday, March 23rd.
What's this guy's deal?
The 82nd day of the year. There are 283 days left in 2011. Did you guys realize this fun fact? Finfrock told me the other night, this has been the lowest rain total for March in the history of Texas.
Really?
I believe it. Ever.
Really?
It has not, it's
climate
like
change.
0.0001.
March is not over yet, Finfrock. Get it straight.
Cheers.
I thought Finfrock died, no?
No, that's not Finfrock.
No, it's Finfrock and Nui.
That was Liz Taylor.
Finfrock and Nui died?
Yeah.
Who cares?
They're not really promoting them
Finn
together
Frock.
Anymore.
What about Ron
you guys
Tina?
Good Aggie, leave him alone.
We're going to have so much fun when you get out here. When are you coming out? Tonight?
Tomorrow.
What?
We'll be there by the end of tomorrow's show.
You're coming out tonight, correct?
What?
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
You're
well,
coming
we
out tonight.
We had a speaking engagement that we had planned months ago
at
Lone Star Park.
Yeah, we're teaching. We're teaching a class on how to bet. We'll be there tomorrow.
Does it hurt?
It's more like a symposium, really.
You better be out
Corby,
here.
Corby, I will be there if you're going to help me put up my tent.
I'll have put up all your tents. How about that?
Oh,
All right. Done.
Then I'm there.
Done.
Well, then I'll bring you a little something, too.
Wink, wink.
Oh, well, I don't get it, but thank you.
On this day, Mike.
He means pot.
All right, listen to these movies. It's Okay, She's My Mother-in-Law 4. Army of Ass 5. And Watching Mommy Go Black 2.
Hey, George, can you mix me a drink?
Sure, what do you want?
Whiskey.
but we're not going to have much of that this year.
It gives me a headache just thinking about it.
Horror.
In a mere 12 hours from now, that's what the radio will sound like.
Now, see, this is a two-night camp out. I'm not good for back-to-back nights, as you guys know. I can only pull one, so take your pick.
What a woman.
Tonight or tomorrow?
Come on,
both.
Man. It's got to be both.
I'm thinking...
If you don't do it, who will?
You.
No, I won't.
Or maybe if we had the bartender from the porch, all of us.
Yeah.
This is
one beverage.
This is expected of you, Corby.
It is expected of you.
It's almost mandated.
I mean,
that's why they made it 2 days.
Yes, it is mandated. And it's mandated by the sponsors.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not only do we expect it.
The listener expects it.
The listener expects it, and they expect it, too. They've made that clear.
He has a reputation of Hitler on here.
Come on, little
buddy.
Be,
it can never be duplicated.
Well, it's fun to try.
Well, we got
to
try.
You know, that first shot of heroin's never the same when you keep chasing the dragon, but you keep doing it.
Really?
I'm going to end up in that lake.
It's not?
That we're staring at, mm-hmm. if that happens. And I don't want to perish here. I don't want my children to the stories that they're going to hear in school of their old man ODing on Woodford and jumping into a lake.
Pulled a Jeff Buckley.
Right.
You're not going to jump into a lake.
Are you going to stop me? Because you didn't stop me from going on the air last year, you jerk. See,
I'll stop you from harming yourself. I'll stop you from jumping into a lake.
I could have gotten fired, and you weren't stopping me. Oh, keep him, feed him more whiskey. That's all I heard from you last year. Give him more. He needs more.
You don't even remember being on the radio. Who's Pirate Mike all of a sudden?
I don't know. I like him, though. Arr.
Ahoy, matey.
Boy, but it's quite a drive from old Big D coming out here, huh?
2 hours?
Well, I mean,
where
you
are
know about how long it takes. We're in Houston.
Houston.
Just north of Houston.
Yeah.
You're in the woodlands.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a little... We'll tell everybody this much. It's a little bit west of the woodlands.
Let me just say this. East. If I read the directions that Kat gave us verbatim on the air, no one would find us.
Well, how'd you find it?
Just luck of the draw.
Huh.
Mr. Irwin.
Mr. Irwin?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a good man.
He is a good man.
Actually, it's behind the Chevron station on Central... In 183.
Sir, you were way off.
I'm Lou Holtz.
But I done some scouting, so I think I'm the only ticket member to have actually made it out here prior.
No, you're really not.
Who else?
Somebody else, think about it, has been here. So you say.
The big man?
No.
God?
You're warm, though. Goofy Deer.
He hadn't been here.
He hasn't?
No.
I must be thinking about something else.
You must be. No, Goofy Deer has not been here. But this is, we're way out here for Woodford Reserve Muser.
Such an underutilized nickname.
Goofy Deer.
Yes. You gotta tell people where it came from.
What did it come from? That's his Indian name or something?
No.
What was George's Indian character?
Oh,
Chief Wahoo?
Yeah, Chief Wahoo,
and he called Gordon a Goofy Deer.
Yeah, that's
because he looked
Gordon's
like
Indian name.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anyway,
This is going to be 2 days and two nights of mucho mucho fun. I like where we're set up to because we are overlooking a very pristine, gorgeous lake. It's like our own lakefront property we have. You know.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. It's a lot.
It's weird.
It's not weird. But it's cool. It's very cool out here.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's weird.
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 Lots of shenanigans. A big opportunity to fish. One guy I talked to out here says that they caught a 10-pound... guy caught a 10-pounder.
A 10-pound what?
Bass.
Well,
so I brought us.
We're supposed to be impressed by that.
I brought a SpongeBob fishing pole. I'm going to see.
I also played high school football in Texas.
I'm going to see if I can chase that fish dragon.
All right. Well, you do that.
That's a 210-pound bass.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it should be great fun out here at the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout.
Why are you wearing jeans? It's like 90.
Regulations.
What?
The party's mandates.
Oh, God. It's so stupid. When are you going to stop that dumb bit?
I can't. I'm a member for life.
It doesn't make sense at all.
Sure it does.
Nobody knows what you're talking about. You can stray if you're camping and it's 90 degrees outside and it's peaceful and beautiful. You don't want to be cooped up in your dumb blue jeans. Why don't you take your shirt off, too?
I'm quite comfortable, actually.
How about that?
Do that.
I think Norm's going to beat me to that. Norm's already here.
Yeah, I know.
Where's he?
He's roaming the campgrounds, it looks like. It's
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, he already set up right over there.
All right. Well, Norm's ready to roll.
Is your tent up, or just you squatted and you got your property all settled? Oh, that's right. He's not a tenter. He is. He just decided that he would let fly with the air mattress. You know, he didn't sleep. He slept under the stars last year.
He's going to get eaten by scorpions.
Yeah, he very well
could
be.
Let's see if we can get Norm on here to account for this amazing decision that he's made.
Norman? You're not going to be tenting?
No tenting. I've already discovered the best part about this place, though.
What?
And it's beautiful. There's a lake. There's all sorts of great things. But I cannot get lost driving back to my tent site tonight, my campsite. There'll be no driving around and around and around I did last year.
One of the greatest moments of my life, watching Norm circle 10 times.
I don't know how many times.
We were like, he's going to do it again. He's doing it again!
Well, there was a central area with spokes off that led to various places you could set up, and I didn't remember what mine looked like.
It was not hard to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I didn't
drive, but I was walking around looking for mine a few times, too.
I was being superlative, Corby. I know that. But at the time, when you were driving round and round, and it looked like something out of European Vacation, Big Ben Parliament, I think I said the words, "This is the greatest moment of my life." It was, though.
Well,
watching you just go round and round in circles was awesome.
Well, and I didn't want to make it worse by stopping to ask any of you for help. That would have made it worse.
Like, after the first pass, I would have been like, you guys know what to do here? But you just kept circling.
Well, I was sort of hoping you weren't noticing that you were distracted by being on the air, and that didn't work.
No, it didn't.
Now, you're uncircumcised.
Cool. That's not a question for now, Gordon.
By the way, no. But anyway, go ahead.
I was just going to say it's 3:42 here on the ticket.
Have a good time, lads.
Oh, we will.
Bye, Norm.
Well, you have to go.
Yeah, we're not kicking you out.
I think Norm's on a hunting expedition.
What's he hunting? Possum or?
Is on Mike's mind. We have to kill anything we want to eat. I've tossed and
turned and crashed. We'll start with Rich Phillips.
He's not here yet. He's the last one to kill, though, because he supplies us with more food. Maybe rub one out
tonight. I can now, if anybody needs to go without a shirt, it's him. Just what is on Mike's mind. He can hardly wait to find out just what
is on Mike's mind. Thank you.
Shut up, bitch.
Sponsor Shoopy?
Autoflex Shoopy.
All right. So, Norm, you excited about the next couple days you into this? Because
yeah,
I know this is something you really enjoy.
I really do enjoy this. I like the compound. I like camping. I like this. This is nice.
It's very nice.
Yep.
Now, when you go to Africa and all these other places, do you camp out there usually?
I've done mobile camping in Africa probably about maybe 2 weeks of it.
And where do you stay? Like, you set up a tent somewhere along the savannah or something, or what?
What you do is you go out for the day, going through a jungle, savannah, something, and then the guide knows where they're coming back to at night. And when you get there, the rest of the crew has set up a tent for you for the night.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
so
Mike.
Yes, Norm.
May I pitch my tent in your doo-doo?
I mean, if that's the only base you have, then I think you should let him do it.
Why would you set up your tent over Mike's latrine?
I'm sorry, Norm. I was called for.
You guys like
by
this?
Those idiots back there.
Oh, yeah, I do. He's not
idiots that have air conditioning.
Mike's not a big outdoorsy fella. He's a citified boy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he's not really into
I'm
this type of stuff. But
and in the hood, we don't camp. We kill.
I absolutely like
Get
this.
Get Mike the hell off the air.
I think, being up in the mountains or out near the ocean or whatever, it's just you just feel better about yourself. And you've made many a trips all across the world, and I know you probably felt that way a thousand times, where you're like, man, this is really, really cool.
Yeah.
And it's so much better than being in the middle of a city.
What is the farthest away you've ever been from civilization, Norm?
Weatherford?
That certainly ranks amongst them. Well, it depends if you want to talk about way out in probably some places in New Zealand. There's a little island. New Zealand is a main North Island and a main South Island together, mm-hmm. about the size of California.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's 22 miles of open water off the South Island to a little tiny rock called Stewart Island, where about 400 people live. And there are two places to stay. And you can take a catamaran across that water to that little place. There's no motorized vehicles on that little spit of land.
Wow.
And it's great.
So who lives over there? Who are the 400 people that live there? Are they like Aborigines or something? Or are they...
You know, I can't figure... Obviously, it's some people who run the two hotels.
Yeah.
And some people who work in the restaurants there. And some people who just want to get away from it all. I mean, there are people very close to hermit style who live down there.
What do they do for... How do they buy things? Do they work? Or
I have no idea. Every bit of supplies comes on the catamaran in its trip every day. And, I mean, that can be lumber, toilet paper, I mean, plumbing stuff.
It must
be
a pretty big catamaran.
It is. It is a big catamaran.
Like one of those ferries?
Yeah. Like, not like a ferry. It doesn't carry cars at all.
Yeah.
But it can, I'll bet you could put 40 people on it.
Now, how'd you find out about this? Did you, I mean, was this like a destination for you, or... Did you just go to New Zealand and find out about it there and think, I want to go check that out?
Well, I love New Zealand, and I wanted to bum New Zealand. And looking at the map, I asked some of my New Zealand friends, and they said, well, we've never been there. Most people in New Zealand have never been to Stewart Island. But this is when they have these around-the-world sailing races,
mm-hmm.
this place, the Fovo Straits, that 22 miles of open water, that's where everybody goes through that area because it's protected if a storm should hit. Those waters are a lot less dangerous down there. And I thought, man, that'd be cool to get over there and spend a night over there. And it was.
Prettiest country you've been in, New Zealand?
For physical beauty, New Zealand. South Island, New Zealand. It is, like, it might be 40% the size of California. It has 19 peaks of 10,000 feet or more. It's got rushing rivers, unbelievable valleys, forests, huge sandbars, incredible little areas like bays where dusky dolphins and whales live by the dozens and hundreds. It's just an incredible
island. I think that's where they filmed the first Lord of the Rings and maybe a couple of them.
All of them.
All of them, okay.
Every minute of Lord of the Rings, the trilogy, was filmed on the South Island of New Zealand.
Okay, and parts of that trilogy, it's so pretty, it looks fake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... You know, where they show where those hobbits live in the beginning. It is unbelievable.
You think it was staged.
Yes.
You really look at it and think it's staged. But yet, I looked at that. I love the Lord of the Rings. I've watched Lord of the Rings and I thought, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there. You know? I'll say, oh, I know what that is. You know?
I had diarrhea.
But it's great. I had diarrhea there, yes.
Now, have you ever gotten sick, like, on any of these trips you've been on?
No, not that I remember. Maybe a half a day.
Yeah, but nothing bad that would...
No. Uh-uh.
Have you ever found yourself just out in the middle of nowhere with nobody around?
Oh, yeah.
Where's that?
That in you can do that all the time in New Zealand, but there's a place that you can go off-road back in here, and if you say to yourself, if you'll scramble for about 45 minutes to an hour, trek across the terrain, you can literally go walk onto a glacier, onto the base of a glacier. And it's...
Still to this day?
Still to this day. And what's scary there is you drive along this road to get to the glacier, this tiny little road, and it says, in 1950, the Fox Glacier was here.
Oh,
and you go about another half a mile, and it says, in 1965, the Fox Glacier was here. And you realize... You've lost a mile and a half, 2 miles of the glacier.
So it'll be gone in 50 years or 100 years or however long it takes.
The thing I always like about places like this, places where we are right now, is if there were nobody else around, you would hear nothing. You would hear the sound of the wind, whatever animals might be out there, and that's it. And that's a very rare experience for me, and I love that when I'm around it.
We're going to see stars tonight, guys.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
We are.
We're going to see many, many a star. And it's weird, you know, like this little one-horse town that is kind of backs up to this whole area. I wonder, you know, you wonder who was living out there on that little harbor in New Zealand. Who lives here? What do they do? Because we're far away from any city.
Yes.
And anything that resembles commerce or anything, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's a little town, and there's houses, and a church, and stuff. I mean, there's...
Man, let me tell you. That's one thing in this world that is dying, and that's the small town.
Oh, tell me about it.
And that's too bad.
When's the last time you were 70 miles or more from a Starbucks?
Now.
Yeah.
But I believe Cole Cookie will have some nice cowboy coffee in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, with Woodford Reserve in it.
Right.
Lads, while you ply your trade... I'm going to take an afternoon nap right over at my
campsite. As you should. As you should. Sleep well, my friend.
All right. Go wild, Norman. We'll try and keep it down here as to not disrupt said nap. That is Norm Hitzkus. You hear him 10 to high noon every day here on The Ticket. He is with us out here at the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout.
Groobs, leave the man alone.
What?
Seriously. You've done enough. You've done enough to torture Norm. For the last 7 years.
He loves it.
So just leave him alone.
You know, he was your entree into this place.
That's right.
And now all you do is damage him. You damage his legacy.
You're an evil bastard who is loved by none.
Except everyone.
Did anyone bring a football?
No, but I'm planning on killing a pig and making one.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much
so I should have that
football over the mountains.
I should have that squared away by the end of the day. We're going hog hunting here in just a little bit as soon as Gordon gets out here with his machete.
Here we are out here in the hardcore middle of nowhere.
We're in Middle Earth
for the Woodford Reserve Musers camp out here tonight. The day is just as it is back in our fair burg. Beautiful. There's no cloud in the sky. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Just about every way, isn't it?
Yeah, and out here, I don't know what it's like back there, but it seems like back at home we've had massive wind the last few days. And normally when you're in camping, wind can be a pretty major deterrent. But
yeah, the reason you know that is because when you camp, the first thing you have to do is strike a match.
No, you don't. You're wrong.
Yeah, it is. That's the first thing you do.
But sometimes setting up your tent can be a bitch in the wind, but we have very little wind out here in Houston.
Until George shows up.
Yeah, the commander and the other two, Gordon and Craig, should be here any minute.
Right.
I believe they're supposed to be here at 4 o'clock.
Well, it's 4:03 right now, so...
We will see about that.
That theory has already been disproven.
Yeah, hopefully they didn't follow Kat's directions, because they could be lost by now. But, you know, you were talking about being with Norm when Norm was on.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Are you drinking already?
He is.
No, I'm not.
He is.
I'm not drinking.
This
I'm drinking.
So great.
I'm drinking water. I'm getting ready for the big drinking exhibition. But we're, you know, you say that you're all alone and you can see nothing and you can hear nothing. As far as anything that remotely is human
right.
in nature.
You hear no man-made sounds.
Right. I faced that one time on a hike. Now, you don't know what hiking is either, really.
Well, you just get out and walk, don't you?
Mike asked me the other day, what do you do when you hike?
You walk.
Just like he asked last year, "What are we camping now?"
Well, I don't think I said,
are we gum anymore?
Yeah, you did.
I don't think I said, are we camping now?
You said, is this camping? There's no question about it. You asked that. Is this camping?
Well, I just wanted to know when camping started.
Well, what do you think it involves? You think a juggler rolls by and entertains you? I mean,
I figured there was some designated start of camping. Like striking a match.
No.
I always heard that was the first thing you did when you camped was you struck a match.
You act like this
and
is some sort of...
you held it up to see which way the wind was blowing.
Some sort of medieval thing where you hoist your goblets and say, let the festivities begin.
Well, yeah, I thought that's what it was.
No, you just camp. You set up. You're in nature. Like you said, it's peaceful. You can't see anything. You can't hear anything. But I caught myself, I think it was in Wyoming, in the Tetons. And I went on a long hike up the mountain. It was a half-day hike. And if you do that, you, depending on where you are, you'll pass the tree line. You'll pass signs that say you are now entering bear country. And when you're all by yourself and you're up there that high and you just, all you can hear is the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And your mind starts to play tricks on you, though, literally. Now, I was in no danger of dying or anything, but you just start thinking to yourself, what if a bear comes out here? What am I going to do? And
well,
then you start.
That's just great. You hear that, Ed? Bears. Now you're putting the whole station in jeopardy.
Your mind starts effing with you to the point where you're convinced now that not only is a bear going to come out after you, but you have devised some sort of escape route or plan to detract the bear. I mean, there was about an hour when I was up there where I'm going, okay, when you kill the bear, I mean, you start thinking crazy thoughts, especially up there in those really high up in the mountains.
You do?
Yes.
You start thinking crazy thoughts?
Yes.
Were you high? It sounds like you were high.
No, I wasn't high. I mean, I was high up in elevation-wise, but no. I mean, when you're by yourself...
Sounds like you were in an altered state.
I wasn't in an altered state. That's another thing. You can't drink beer and hike. I mean, it's an event. I mean, it's a...
You're just walking.
No, you're not just walking. You're climbing. When you're hiking, you're going up,
all right,
typically.
You're walking uphill.
You know what?
Well, am I wrong about this?
Yeah, but it's not... It's nothing casual. I mean, there are easy hikes and there are more difficult hikes. But it's very strenuous. I mean, it's a workout. You'll burn more calories hiking for a couple hours than you would... you know, sprinting.
I'm not sure that's correct.
How can that be?
That doesn't make sense.
Why don't you just take a golf cart?
So you guys don't understand that walking up a significant grade, like Danny, I saw you walking on the treadmill with a significant grade, and you're obviously burning more calories than if you're walking. Or on
you
a
mean walking
flat?
Flat?
Walking
well,
flat.
Of course. You're increasing resistance.
Exactly. Well, if
have
you're
you
walking up a
it?
Up a steeper grade on a mountain.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you need you're to be burning... more, you need to be more clear.
Well, what do you think you're doing when you're hiking? You're going
I
up.
You were just walking.
You're going up.
Hiking doesn't necessarily mean
downhill.
You're going into a mountain.
Typically
you can
it does.
You can hike on a flat surface.
Yeah, you can, but that's lame. That's no fun.
Okay.
So he only likes a certain level.
Yes, yes, that's what makes it fun, because you're going up a mountain in nature, and you're getting a good workout in, too.
That's enough.
Of what?
I don't know. Make this
but
your
anyway,
final
later
story.
On, later on, when the Musers get here, I want to pick your brain, Mike, on why you don't like... you're weird. You're like a...
I know. I mean, it's weird.
Weird.
You're like a riddle, because you do like it outside. I know that you enjoy being outside. You enjoy being like by an ocean and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you don't like you've never been hiking.
No.
You're not a skier.
No.
You're not an outdoorsy guy
nope.
in general. But it doesn't make sense
to me. I just like to hang out outside. Anything wrong with that?
No.
You just like sitting there.
Or walking there, or standing there, or... going from one place to the other
okay,
there?
That could
or...
be hiking.
Yeah.
Going from one place to another.
Play with it.
Okay. As much as you...
Or playing with it.
You don't make any sense, because you claim to be this city boy, which you are. You're very cityfied. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you like being outside. You love going to pretty places like Vancouver and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, I do.
But yet, you don't really like the...
He doesn't
really...
like nature.
Yeah, you don't.
No, actually, I do.
Then why were you so against this concept from the get-go. Because
he has
year.
To hang out with people he works with for 48 hours.
No, he's never
That's
been,
it.
But he's never been camping. He has no desire to go.
No, I don't.
But that doesn't make sense because it's stuff that you like.
Yeah, but there are tents involved.
All right, just wait till the musers get here.
Well, why?
Because
everybody's going to gang up on me then, huh?
Yes. This is a battle that I cannot fight alone.
All right, I'm not going to say anything.
You need reinforcements.
I'm not going to say anything.
We're just trying to pick your brain. We're not going to gang up on you. No, it's not like everybody. It's not like I live in a teepee on the side of a cliff.
Mark.
I mean, come on. I'm no hardcore camper either, but I do enjoy getting out and doing it. You know, or getting out in nature and exploring and taking it head on.
I don't.
I know you don't. That's why we're going to pick your brain and try to figure out why and try to get you more involved. And take your dumb jeans off, Genie. I live in a teepee on the side of a cliff.
Joined by the boys themselves, those who muse so gently, that Dunham and Miller morning program. Junior Miller and George Dunham.
Yeah.
Hello, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you boys are aware of this, but camping is officially on now because a match has been struck.
I saw Rich Phillips strike it.
Yes. That's the first thing you got to do for camping to start is strike a match.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been struck. So now we are camping.
Check Welcome to... Can you guys hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. Can hear
you. Are you all right
two,
here?
Yes. 1-2.
I am now Craig. Camping.
Yes, you are camping. We all are.
Wonderful.
Camping is underway.
Are we? Craig. Camping now.
Hey, I'm just looking forward to watching the Maverick game tomorrow night with you guys and rooting for the new small forward.
Who?
Cleo.
Oh, Cleopatra?
Cleopatra, yeah. When did they sign him?
Did you notice?
He's a Euro.
Cleopatra.
He said it like fire. I'm like,
it sounds like a
saying?
Black Euro.
Yeah. Cleopatra.
That was funny.
Did you tell everybody,
Wasn't
Mike?
That the cab driver, Cleo?
Yes, Cleo yeah. Mortimer.
Yeah. Yes.
We need to bring him back.
Mike, have you told everybody what the first thing on the agenda is for the camp out?
I thought striking a match, isn't it?
No, it's right after you guys get off the show at 7 o'clock. Mike and I are holding a How to Pick Your Brackets symposium
right
out here by the lake. Because we are...
It's really tough.
We are tied for first place in the office bracket pool. So we'll be giving you guys tips
they
on...
They will not win, will they, Corbin?
What to look for in the Sweet 16 and, lots of stuff. We'll take
Developments
questions.
Developments that you can plan on as they make their way into the round 16. Of eight, you know, throughout the weekend. And then the final four will be set. We'll be looking so great then.
Now let me ask you two guys
we'll
this.
We'll know this.
Yes.
When's the last time you actually won this?
I've won the office pool before.
Not under these circumstances.
What circumstances?
Where you take all the top seeds and you give up.
I wasn't a give up. It just so happened, and I think, Mike, I speak for you, we went game by game.
Yes.
It just so happened the top seed we thought would win every time.
Right. Well, as a defending champion of the
office
pool.
And an in-depth analysis.
I did, too.
On every game. I know you did, too. I mean, what do you think we're doing here?
A bit.
Cheating. Don't you know what we do for a living?
A bit that will not win.
You guys will not. I guarantee you. I guarantee you, I will have both testicles removed if either one of you.
Oh
wins.
My God!
Wow, that's
no, I'm
so
rooting
great.
For you.
Both,
both, going all out.
Okay.
Oh man, how awesome!
On the air.
Will your wife let you have them back?
That's all right, Ty.
That
it's
is
not
Ty.
Bad. It's
okay. You know, you got a ticker in 7 minutes.
Ah, shut up.
No.
Left tie.
So isn't this gorgeous?
No, we can't say awesome. Left tie now. He has a sponsored segment.
Yeah, I heard that. I cannot believe that.
Just sitting out here, it's so incredibly peaceful.
Isn't it nice?
Yes.
This is the best. Looking over a lake.
I just think if we would shut the hell up, then you couldn't hear any man-made sound.
Have you guys picked your camp spot?
Except Norm's napping.
Well, I saw you did immediately.
Boy, I did.
You went to the far end of the compound.
Yes, I did.
Out. You're too far out.
You think I'm too far out?
No, you're good. That's a nice spot over there.
Well, I was looking for two things. Be as far away from the late night ticket as I could get.
Uh-huh.
And find some shade.
Why do you need shade?
Afternoon.
Ask George.
Oh, for the nap?
Remember last year?
Oh, he was right in the sun. Out in the middle of the sun, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about your napping stuff. Super gay naps.
Buzz Aldrin.
But you know what?
Drive.
Since I'm so far out, I will probably be the first to encounter any wildlife.
Yeah.
And before I drove out here, I consulted the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for this area as to what wildlife we have the highest chance of running into. And would you like to hear the top five?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask. Is a polar bear in there somewhere?
No. That's a good guess, though.
It's a horrible guess.
Number one for this particular undisclosed county, deer.
Ostriches. Mm-hmm.
And you know, the deer come down here in the middle of the night, and not only do they drink from this lake, they also urine in there. They hoist their back leg up, and they pee in the lake.
Do they really?
I'm not sure that's correct.
They're going to dry hump Norm. He's not, he doesn't have a tent. He is right there by the lake with no tent.
Can you imagine the ruckus that we would hear if a deer tries to sodomize Norm in the middle of the night?
He's right there for the taking.
Number two, coyotes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you guys handle yourself against a coyote?
Coyotes stay away from you.
Generally, not when humans. You're sleeping. When because I sleep on with a blanket made of bacon. So.
So does Norm, I think.
Number three, mountain lions.
Lots of them out
telling
here.
You. Yeah.
Lots of them out
I'm
here.
I'm worried about the mountain lion.
Now, do they stay away from people or do they come at you?
Generally, but...
If they're hungry, like for real, like skinny and emaciated and feel like that this is their last shot at food with 13 full-grown men wandering around, then yeah, they'll make a run at you.
But sure, it was Polish guy right of...
There's a mountain lion.
That's a weird mountain lion.
he speaks.
Number four was Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
That's okay, not true.
The list gets ridiculous.
There have been several Yeti sightings out here. And number five was Martians.
Oh, my gosh. He had a good list going, the first three.
That's like according to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department.
That's a great list.
Snake a possibility. Not just Corby, but there is a snake possibility.
Of course. Look around here.
I swear.
What kind? Another reason why Norm should have a tent.
Rattle or copperhead or...
Both.
Boa constrictor.
Wow. Now, is this the same...
That mountain lion's doing a lot of talking.
Is this tent the same setup as we had last year? Like the exact same tent?
I brought mine from last year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, let's see, we got some new ones in there, too. Huh?
Yeah, we do. They brought a whole batch. I was told not to bring anything.
Really?
Yeah. They told me.
I was told to bring everything.
Oh, wow.
That's confusing.
Now, did you guys get lost on the way out here? Did because the directions were...
Cat's directions were
they
questionable.
They sucked.
Yeah, the problem was the number of road he told you to turn on had two different exits.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you took the first, then you got lost, which is what everybody will do.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then coming into town, too, or through that town, you know, back to get to this area was really confusing as well.
We had to go to town. Just a ghost town, too.
How about that ride in?
It was great, Zach.
We had to go into town one night.
Tear it up.
There's nothing.
Drag
there.
Something back to camp.
Is there a bar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's bar. There's
serious.
Yeah, there's two bars.
Yeah, there's the Mule. Well,
yeah. There's a couple of funny names.
Yeah.
That I think we ought to visit. Oh.
The Mule.
The Mule.
There's the Mule.
Oh, good God. Oh, I almost said too much.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen the... I heard you guys talking a little bit about it. By the way, I laughed so hard today. It's something that I imagine was like a 20-second little throwaway bit you guys did when you were talking about Elizabeth Taylor, who I outlived.
That's so horrible. You're scoreboarding her.
No. And you were going over what movie she won Academy Awards for, and one of them was Butterfield 8. And Gordon goes, that was the most popular of the 8 Butterfield movies. And then you were acting like,
how you doing there?
Like you were part of the Butterfield crew. Yeah.
Damn, Butterfield.
And I just picture her, Elizabeth Taylor, like current Elizabeth, not dead, but like 78 years old or whatever, sitting there at a table of like Sherman Klumps. And she won like the Academy Award during a fart scene, you know?
How you doing, Miss Taylor? I'm Butterfield.
I don't know why I laughed so hard
at that.
I'll
tell you right now, what's going to happen right here. Whoa, how about that?
The most successful of the 8 Butterfields.
Meet the Butterfields.
Now, are you guys aware of... of the machinery we have out here?
Gators.
No. Gators?
No, not gators. Are they gators?
Yeah.
Gators is catering?
We have four. No. We have four-wheelers. Yeah, is that what they are?
Oh, cool.
Well, some, yeah, I think some are four-wheelers, but I think we got gators, too. Like those things you see at training camp, you know?
Gator. Now, my goal is to get you, Michael, on a four-wheeler. Have you been on one before?
No.
Would you like to be on one?
No.
Come on.
It'll be fun. Dude, why not?
Come on.
Get on a four-wheeler.
It's part of camping.
Too much like a motorcycle.
No,
they're
a lot safer.
Four wheels.
You can get hurt on them, but it's a lot safer than motorcycles.
We'll put you in like a old medieval knight suit so you won't get hurt.
I'm not afraid of getting hurt.
What are you afraid of?
Let's have a jousting tournament on four wheels.
Yeah, let's have that.
Now, we were trying to dig into Mike's head because Mike loves being by the ocean. He loves being outside, but he doesn't like the concept of...
I understand where he's coming from.
I do, too. I think you were being too hard on him. Yeah. I get what he's thinking. I'm not like him, but I understand people like him.
That you enjoy nature.
Yes.
You enjoy being outdoors, which he does. He enjoys beautiful scenery like this. But you just want to be a part of it, like, for a little bit, and then go back and sleep in your bed.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't
want to
be a part of it. You don't want to be a part of it full time. Because you're not getting the full experience, and there's nothing better, unless you're really hungover, like I was last year, of the sun waking you up. Now, you guys don't have that benefit, because you have to get up at 3 in the morning or whatever. But when the sun hits the edge of your tent, and you're like, time to get up. You have no choice.
I'll name something better than that. Enjoying that through a window as you're comfortably sleeping in a bed.
Yes, that's quite a bit better than that.
I can sleep. It makes no difference. I could sleep right there in that grass. I could sleep on a raft in that lake right there or
well,
in a tent.
I can't.
You don't know that because you had never done it before.
Yes, I do know it.
And how do you know it? You've never done it.
We have some inflatable mattresses. Tomorrow night, I want you to sleep on the lake.
Fine. Then I'll end up drifting all the way down there.
No, that would be great.
We'll tie a rope to it.
You've got to do that.
We'll tie a rope. We'll get enough Woodford Reserve in him. He'll do it.
No, I say we untie the rope and just see where he ends up.
Yeah, he would end up way over there.
Oh,
yonder.
That'd be great.
I don't know how I'd get home.
What if we pick up one of those boats?
What if we all woke up in the morning and there was just the raft and no Corby?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another thing. Is there any doubt that I would roll into the water?
You could.
If we could set up some system, like some sort of child-proof system, you know, like kids have on their cribs where you raise up the little thing so they don't roll
little
off
gates.
It. Yeah.
You know what,
if somehow we could
about you?
Make one of those, I will sleep. I will sleep on the lake.
Okay.
I promise you all of that.
Look, I'm not interested in you sleeping on the lake. I don't care where you sleep. I just want more of that we got from you last year.
We want you fire water both nights.
It's so great.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Yes.
You have to
do
that.
Oh, yeah, he has to do
he
it.
He will.
Yeah. Not only does he have...
It's so funny.
He has to do it because the sponsors want it.
Right.
Yeah.
Our title sponsor wants it.
Woodford Reserve loves it when you sample their product.
You're going to get as hammered as you were last year, right?
Yeah,
I mean, can you maybe even take it up a little, take it up another notch this year?
Like it's a coach's pep talk of getting me drunk.
See, we're all responsible for specifically getting into the title sponsors and presenting sponsors. For instance, I'm responsible for storing my stuff with Macho Mobile Storage.
Okay.
You're responsible for drinking as much Woodford Reserve as possible.
We
have responsibilities.
Macho Mobile Storage unit out here, as a matter of fact.
All right, what would you tie me up to? Like the dock?
The dock, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we got some line out here. We'll just tie you up.
Okay. I'm sleeping on a damn... Will those air mattresses float?
I think so.
What if they, like, what if a fish comes up and...
Like a piranha.
That's all part of it.
What if there's an alligator gar in there?
Dip your butt into a koi pond and let the fish clean it.
Whose phone is that?
Sorry, I thought I had turned off.
Oh, we have cell service out here?
Barely.
It sounds like it.
Barely.
Sounds like we got great service. All right, well,
awesome.
Enjoy in camping.
Yes.
Yeah. What's for dinner
camping
tonight?
Camping is on.
Yeah, yeah, where's Cookie?
What is for dinner?
You know, we determined that Rich Phillips, we didn't even bring a cooler out. He stored all the food in his belly.
Don't talk about him
like
that.
Say
that.
Welcome to race.
You know, since he is our chef and he cleans up, he's kind of the woman
right.
of the camp out.
Yeah.
Is he camp out hot?
He will be by tomorrow.
Rich!
Camp out hot.
I mean, if you had
to. Swear to God, Junior Miller's the craziest person up here.
Could you make it? Could you make it work?
Do you picture now? I picture Rich honkers. Like in an apron with no shirt, you know.
And all of us, we haven't seen a woman for days, and we're just kind of trying to make it work,
kind of squinting.
Right.
Kind of feeling bad that we're kind of catching a glance over there at him every now and then. Are you looking at him? No.
We take a real fast swig of whiskey again. And
by Friday, maybe.
All right, that's what we need. An apron with no shirt for him. That needs to be his outfit.
All right, if I'm sleeping on a raft, then he can cook with no shirt on.
Sure. Get that done. Oh, these are good times, aren't they?
Oh, man.
Boy, look how much fun we've had in 12 minutes, and it's just starting.
Yeah,
I know.
Right. The best is so yet to come. All right, 5:34 here on The Ticket. All right, up next, Christmas talk here on The Ticket.
It's the world of prostitution. You never know what you're going to get. Boy, man, the beer is already flowing out here. Rich is on like his fourth. Yeah, you.
You got to go shirt off.
Yeah, if you're going to cook tonight, you got to go shirt off.
He's wearing a t-shirt with a t-shirt under it.
Why not? He fears Craig Miller.
No, he'll get ham grease all over his nipples, and nobody wants that. I'm sure that's what he's making tonight, a nice ham.
George has already had a couple. I might as well start.
Okay.
What do I got to do? Don't encourage this.
You know what's awesome about you?
Go in there and get some whiskey.
I don't want whiskey right now. It's too early for that.
Yeah, he's got vodka.
I don't want vodka. I'll have a couple of beers. Let me warm myself up. You'll get your wish, okay?
Oh, warm yourself up. There was no warm-up necessary last year.
That's because the Mavericks got beat, okay? I needed something to calm myself down. I was all amped up. And I had to be around Craig, Mr. Spur, in there. I had to soften the blow, and I did.
Did you ever?
All right, let's talk about...
You didn't bring in a wrap, huh?
What's that?
A jacket or anything?
No, I had to borrow one.
You didn't bring your serape?
No, I did not bring my serape.
A wrap?
Use a rubber.
Yeah, a rubber. That's a wrap.
I'm now wearing a giant rubber.
Mark. All right, do what now?
Let's talk about the Dez thing.
All right,
because I find it's very comical. Yeah. Talk dirty to me. How old are you, ass face?
All right, so we are out here in the middle of nowhere at the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout, having a great time.
Yep, tonight should be fun. Now, the unfortunate part is, as far as the late night programming goes, probably won't get underway until late night. Because we got the hockey game coming up here in a little bit. What time is the game? 7 or 7:30?
7:30.
So it's not going to be over until 10:30. Then we got post game, so it's going to be a while. But that'll give everybody time to get all lubed up.
Well, we'll just see if we can hang. Till then,
do people do lubricants anymore?
I don't know. Boy, but it's already so nice. I can plug the iPod in there and get a little music cranked up and cookies over there. I can smell the steaks out there getting ready to be grilled up. And it's going to be a good time.
I like steak.
We know. I heard you.
Except we need to get him in an apron without his shirt.
Don't know if that's going to happen. Cookie, how them steaks looking? What are we eating? Oh. When's the steak? All right.
Did anybody watch any girls basketball this weekend?
What are you doing?
There's a lot of activity around here right now.
Yeah, there really
is.
I
want to know what's for dinner tonight.
Okay, Rich said tonight is not steaks, it's burgers and brats.
Wow. How original. Oh.
Time for hamburgers.
What do you want out here? Nice, steaks tomorrow.
Yeah, a nice stew. A nice stew. Cookies make stew and beans
That's
when they're
true.
Camping out.
That's right.
What about beans? Beans
there better
and cornbread.
Be beans. Rich, are there beans? Do we have beans?
Why are we not building a campfire?
Beans make you fart.
We have a campfire right there. That's
yes.
what that is.
Oh, that's a fire pit. Those could be found anywhere. They got those at Lee Harvest.
Now, is he cooking over an open flame or is there some burner out there? I guarantee you guys aren't roughing it.
You'd be surprised at how rough this is.
Oh, my God. Irwin already came back and gave me the 411.
I mean, let me just tell you this.
Oyster nachos.
There has not been 1 second out here since I got here at 2 o'clock where I haven't feared for my own life.
There's not been 1 second since I got here at 2 o'clock where I've wondered, or where I haven't wondered, just how I'm going to make it out of this thing.
I wrote a letter to my family, and hopefully somehow it makes its way back. I just put it in a bottle and dropped it in the lake, and I hope it makes it back to Dallas because I just wanted them to know how much I love them and how much
die,
I miss them.
I put mine in my pocket so that when I'm found by someone half-eaten by a coyote, maybe they will find that and send it to those who care about me.
That was a good idea.
You guys are going to be sleeping in queen-size beds in air conditioning.
No. Well, unless the mattresses are queen-size, though.
I know.
But it's not air
conditioning. Inside.
Well, there is an indoor area for you guys to sleep in.
That's right.
Like an apartment complex.
That's right.
No, there's not.
I'm taking full advantage of it.
It's not an apartment complex.
And there's like a Del Taco across the street.
At an adult film theater up,
yes,
up the road.
Yes, and there's bars so you guys can go drag out women and come back to the camp and do slippy
slide
stuff.
Let me tell you something. There ain't no...
Do what?
I promise you right now, this town that is about 10 miles away from here, there ain't nothing we're dragging back here.
You might
now,
be
there
surprised.
There will be women over there, but quality-wise, are you out of your mind?
Take a shot.
Got to take a shot, man.
Yeah, you're kind of right. Find me a black guy.
Do it for the show.
Do it for the show.
Now, there will be those that we're importing,
man,
out here.
I'll tell you what. It would be really funny to go into town tomorrow night.
All of you.
No, just one guy and somehow round up like eight of the fattest, nastiest women.
And bring them back to camp.
And just have them go in one per tent. Just... Hi there, Craig.
Hey, I just got back from town.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I went to the Mule. Ryan's your favorite place?
Yeah. The Mule.
And I dragged out the hottest meth whore.
Really?
Unbelievable.
That's all you're going to see out here. The hottest meth whore.
Not meth addict. Meth whore.
Meth whore.
She's Ryan's so addicted, she has to sell her vagine.
Your name was on the wall of foam up there. I see you took the beer tour.
Yes.
At the Mule.
Yes.
Wall of foam. Did you have a nice bottle of suds?
No. Hey, there's nothing like a bottle of suds. But there are, I mean, I am interested. See you later, Craig. I am interested to see what that town has in store as far as human beings and stuff.
Well, where are you going to see this exactly?
At the Mule.
There's like a bar down there.
There's two bars.
There's a bar. It said live music and all kinds of stuff.
That sounds like a Mule place that we would play.
It, dude, that's what I thought of when I passed it. I was like, maybe the King Bucks have made their way out here before.
Would you like for me to book you there tonight?
Yes, I would.
We could.
All right. I'll go down there and get you boys a gig at the Mule.
That sounds great.
I'd give them a CD of it, but there's probably nothing in it.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Thank you ever get that situation fixed?
I emailed the fella.
Okay,
we'll get it worked out.
Right. Good.
Woodford Reserve Musers Campout is underway. We were going to break in the middle of the Stars game, but we decided to let that play out. And then we were going to break in the middle of the post game, but we decided to let that play out. So here we are.
They lost.
All of us still awake. Around the campfire, we can report that it's very cold out here at our undisclosed location. And we can also report that a concert has broken out. And so to kick off the late night programming, here they are, Jub Jub, Gordo, Ryans, and Corby, with Just What I Needed by the Cars.
No.
Didn't rehearse that one.
Oh, I thought that's the first song you were doing.
We did too.
Here they are with some song they've kind of rehearsed.
We're just jamming.
Conditions out here are brutal, we must tell you. Temperatures in the teens.
It's 18 right now.
That's why we're all huddled around the fire.
We got everybody here, don't we?
Look at Donovan over there. with his new LeBrons. Did you go to North Park?
Boy, I did.
There's no way he could get in North Park right now.
I cut in front of Dez to get these shoes.
Got a hood on. He's sagging.
I have a white hood on. I wanted to feel at home amongst my people.
I'm the one who's sagging.
Uh-oh, Norm.
Your balls?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Norm's getting tired. Norm's in a T-shirt and tiny shorts.
And his panties. A T-shirt and panties.
Norm is going to freeze to death. Do you have a blanket?
I have a
need a blanket,
sleeping
Norm.
Bag, like all of you.
Okay, but...
I got a sleeping bag.
Okay.
But he's still sleeping under the elements. And he's right near the lake.
Yeah, Norm, why don't you set up a tent?
Because, number one, I don't know how.
I can't pitch a tent, and I haven't been able to since
Norm,
I was 40.
I left the pills at home.
It's going to be 45 degrees in your tent and 45...
Yeah, but I zip mine up, and so deer don't urine on me when I'm sleeping. You know, that's what they do. They sneak in your tent and they pee on you.
A deer's going to hop on Norm.
Right, and they leave a note like the tooth fairy.
I'll teabag you before midnight, Corby.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, Rich, make the fire bigger.
Yeah, that fire's not big enough.
S'mores.
All right, what's the alcohol consumption so far?
I think very low.
Corby?
Except for Corby. I lost track of Corby about 2 hours ago.
Corby's had a plastic cup going all evening, but I can't tell what's in it.
Rich is just waving. I think he's hammered.
I've had a lot of water, which is kind of not the spirit of the event. But this is a two-night deal. I have to build up to night number two, right?
I'm disappointed. I thought you'd go big time tonight.
I'm not a back-to-back guy. I'm not that...
You did for the... It's a camp out.
All right, look.
All right, here's Willie Nelson.
Meow, 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 meow.
I can report I've had two beers, and I am blasted.
You are. So how does Rich look right now? Camp out hot?
On a scale from 1 to 10, he's about a 6 or a 7.
Rich is so hammered.
He's wasted.
That's a camp out scale.
Hey, Tony, bring that communer bottle of Woodford up there.
Okay, I will.
Out here.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Tony, how are you?
Come on.
Wait.
What? Wow.
We have a new Tony?
What? I don't know what you're talking
about. Okay.
Is he Sling Blade?
Yeah, I don't know. We heard
No problem. Okay, no.
We have a special needs engineer out here. Here comes your booze.
Here you go, Mr. Corby.
Thank you, Tony. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Tony, were you still looking for your baseball?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at him. Just
poor
fire.
Tony.
Oh, he's all, yeah, Greg's all warmer on the fire. Tony's up there freezing. Hey, you looking for your baseball? You loser.
Man.
Tony, yeah. Tony's laughing as he's walking away. He goes around the corner, and you just see his feet dangling from a pecan tree.
Horrible. All right, here's Gordon Keith with the song of the night.
Well, I'm on bass, so there's not really a song I can just play. And
play the bass song.
Yeah, play the bass song. I'll take 3 days for that one.
You don't like that song?
I used to. Heard it 50 zillion times now.
When I'm a-walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might start to check you out. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, because I know you're the one. Body beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend is at the end, she is starting to cry. Let me go on.
I don't know that song, really and truly. Okay, that was a good start.
All right, yay camp out, the end.
All right, now here's Mike Reiner, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
And I'll hand off to Corby.
No.
How about some Yoda? Are we ready for Yoda yet?
Yoda, you still there?
Yoda, you there?
Here, I hear.
Oh, we have Yoda from the Dagobah system. Is it just Dagobah?
No, it's Dagobah. Not
Dagobah?
Dagobah.
Dagobond. It's like a vagabond.
Uh-oh, here we got some creep breaking out.
You ready, Yoda?
Come on, Yoda.
Uh-oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, Google
now
it.
Now you gotta wait for.
Oh, jeez.
Load lyrics. Here we go.
Stop leaving us in the loop here.
And a one.
Okay.
Were you here before? Could it look you in the eye? You're just like an angel.
Told you we'd see Martians out here.
Your totally. Skin makes me cry. Crying it does.
What?
You blow like a feather. In a beautiful world.
It's just major.
I wish I was special. Ready?
Don't cuss, Yoda.
You're so blanket special.
Effing, effing.
But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Excuse me. More?
Is it the same?
More you want? I want a perfect body.
No, wait.
You want the perfect body.
I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so blanket special.
Drop it, we'll dump it.
I wish I was special. But I'm a creep. Creep I am. Weirdo I am. What the hell am I doing here? Belong here? I don't.
Okay. Look at Normie has no idea what's happening.
I'm right there with him.
She run, run.
Get it high.
Run, run, run.
Oh, boy. That was great, Yoda.
I bust.
Wow, man, that was awesome. Wow,
that's really nice, Yoda. We sure do appreciate it.
That was great.
Thank you, Yoda.
Should we open up the phone lines and see the audience response?
What might I have?
Whoa.
Hang on, Yoda.
Set just started.
Isn't this the best?
Oh, this is the best.
This is the best camp out
this
ever.
This is won by Wall of Voodoo. I'm on the Mexican radio.
Oh, who is producing and/or directing back there?
Jake? Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Come on the air, Donnie.
What? What are you boys up to?
Nothing. Good conversation. Thank you, Donnie.
It's the first time I think I've cracked the mic at the station.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably so.
We've gone to 5:30 before.
Yeah. Once or twice.
Yeah. Do we have any phone calls, Donnie?
We can start taking them.
What's the number? Give the number out.
214-787-1310. Same number. Oh, you want Donnie to do it?
Yeah, I thought Donnie.
Go ahead, Donnie.
Want to get a little practice.
Throw your opinions and shout-outs this way. 214-787-1310.
There you go.
Don't dress it up.
Don't dress it up. Okay, you got it.
Hit the fax again.
Okay, go ahead. You ready?
All right, here's Donnie.
214-787-1310. Come on, give us some calls.
Let me hear your opinion after.
Just
let me hear from you, girls. Old Donnie's horny over here.
How'd you know?
Donnie, have you?
I got
been
a big old
woman?
East Texas red meat pole. Oh,
what?
Gosh.
What the hell? Donnie, have you been with a woman as a result of the ticket?
Ooh,
question. Yeah, probably so.
Nice.
Use it. Use it as much as you can.
Why don't we punch up line two? Line two,
we're going
you're on the air.
Here we go.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Let's girls only. More Yoda.
No.
All right.
Oh, now come on. Donnie's he's trying to get some tape.
Oh, not me? Oh, good. Okay, yeah, that's not it.
Go ahead. Let's hear something, Donnie.
All right, let's go to the Stars line now.
Oh.
Stars fans, where are you? 214-787-1310. Good evening. You're on the late night ticket.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
You're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much. As far as...
Die.
Go and talk.
I know. Die. I'm trying to die.
Oh, well, leave him alone. Don't hang up on him.
Trying to die.
Donnie, no!
He hung up himself.
What a struggle.
Man. Norm
obviously,
can't hear
Stars fans disappointed about tonight's game, Bob. We go to line one. You're on the ticket with Giorgio. Go ahead.
Hello?
Donnie, what's...
Donnie!
Let's blame Donnie.
What?
Donnie, what are you doing back
there? Oh, that Donnie.
Oh, right, this
line
Donnie.
Three. Good evening. You're on the late night ticket with Gordon. That's where you then push the button to put somebody on, Donnie.
Uh-oh.
Okay, go.
About to snap.
Go me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, please.
Oh, I'm just curious. It's weird that you guys are, like, asking for callers and go ahead and pull up a caller. My phone, I've been ringing for a long time to dreaming of being a caller right now.
Well, you are. What do you have to say?
Who cares about all that?
You sound like a dirty hick.
When is, you know, you guys are muddying it up with this extra Donnie, by the way. I'm confused. But
hey, leave me alone.
Your story has become tiresome.
I hate you and I hate blacks.
When is Donovan Lewis going to do his fake Avery Johnson?
Yeah, Donovan, when are you going to do that?
I've never done fake Avery Johnson in my life.
Yeah, George is the one that does the derogatory Avery Johnson.
Right. That was derogatory.
Oh, I thought it's such a racist character. I thought only Donnie could get away with it.
Yeah, I know.
George tries to get away with it.
I gave George permission.
Yeah, it's okay.
He's good.
Yeah.
Caller on too long.
Move on.
All right, let's go to line four. Line four, you are on the ticket with
hey,
Mike.
Gordon, can you play a bass groove in A so I can play along at home?
It's Ray Whaley.
Hi, Ray.
Hey.
It's Ray Whaley.
Turn it up, Ray, so we can hear.
Oh, I can't. I didn't even turn on my amp yet.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're not ready.
You're not prepared.
No, I was going to use
it. We're on delay, too. He can't.
And that's not me on bass. That's Corby.
Hey.
That's Norm on bass. All right, good job, Ray.
So.
All right, we'll move to line one. Hi, you. Donnie, this is where then you press the button. You are on the late night ticket with Norm. Good evening.
Yes, this is James. I'm Jesse's brother.
Oh,
well, let's see if Jesse's here.
Yes,
why didn't I go into manual labor?
Hey, Jesse. To the morning musers, please.
All right,
there you go.
They're all here.
Yeah. Hey, wait. There's George and Gordon and Craig. Oh. Go ahead, James.
Yes, this is James. I'm Jesse's brother. You know.
We got that.
If I go jump in the lake, Norm, will you hold my head under?
All right, so
let's have some girls. We want girls, don't we?
Oh. All right, only girls are allowed to call now.
Donnie, do you understand how to screen just women?
Do you really feel that Donnie's screening at this point?
No, let's just answer him until we find
out. First time I've seen a phone that's not on a pole.
Watch it. I'll see you in the morning, Gordo.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
That's a threat.
On-the-air
threat.
I'll stab you with a sharp stick.
Not much of a threat if I'm smiling the whole time. Stop talking.
Hey, Gordy.
Let him talk.
Come on. All right, Donnie, punch up another one. Let's see if it's a girl.
All right. Hi, you are on the ticket. Hi, dear. You're on the ticket.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I thought we were only taking girls. Okay. We'll go to line three. Hi, you are on the ticket. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wanting to talk to Backdoor Georgie.
Oh, he's right here.
Nickname, not an authorized nickname, but not a girl.
Backdoor Georgie's already fertilized a tree.
I talked to him. This is John Ritter, and we haven't talked in a while.
I have no idea who you are.
We'll chat.
That's okay.
No, George, go ahead. It's John.
Talk to John Ritter.
We're
you like him.
He's
girls
famous.
Only. I'm
he's
sorry,
famous.
But he's not a girl. So
he's famous.
I don't care how
everyone's
famous
a girl in
is
heaven.
Christopher Reeve loves you too.
Who?
Christopher Reeve. Oh dear.
I don't think he's in heaven.
Whoa. Why wouldn't he be?
You know why?
No, I don't. Go ahead. Why?
God just likes able-bodied people.
Oh my God!
He does, and he loves disabled people too. He loves everyone.
Oh, nice recovery.
Well, that explains the Christopher Reeve point.
Yeah. Let's try one more.
All right. Good evening. You're on the late night ticket. Go ahead.
This is Rick speaking. Stop using my voice to sing a Britpop overrated song.
Okay, not bad. Thank you, Miss Piggy. That is a girl, too, so...
Miss Piggy, Grover, and Yoda are all very close, aren't they?
Yeah. Frank Oz? Is he the one who did those?
Yeah. All right, now we have a girl on the line. Let's go to girl number one on line four.
Cindy.
The cold country.
All right, go to the next one.
At ISP.
Good evening.
How does he remember that song?
You are on the ticket.
How does that go? Wait a second. Let's see if we can forget.
Cold country morning. In a piping hot ISP. The lung is for the whole family.
Craig, I think we have a woman on the line.
Oh, oh, great. Yeah. Hello,
sounds,
woman.
Sounds like a lady.
Hi, Craig.
Hey, how are you?
I'm running at the lake.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. That girl sounds hot. Oh, she likes you.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Sex
well,
her up
why
a
don't
bit
you describe yourself?
I'm 6 foot four.
Oh, no.
Why would they hang out?
Is that Dodge Man?
Yeah, I think so. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So.
All right, now with the song, here's Corby Davidson.
All right.
Rich, are you letting these logs burn out, or are you going to throw another one on? I don't know. What's you're the consensus? Singing. Do we want another log on the fire?
Yeah, why
yeah, put another, yeah, another log on the fire.
We're freaking freezing out here.
Cook me up some bacon
on,
and
wait
some
a minute,
beans.
Good night, Norm.
You going to bed, Norm?
Good night, world.
Good night, Norm.
I'm out of here. F this S.
What's that? I know. I'll be right behind you.
Where's my pants?
Don't fall into the lake.
I'm going to try one last time to rub one out.
I'm worried okay about Norm because
I'm so worried about Norm.
Careful, Norm.
His mattress is right on the shores of the lake out here, and he's going over there in the pitch dark.
Gators?
We're going to hear a splash in a second.
All right, Corby's singing one.
No, it's George.
Oh. I don't remember the words.
Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man, a way, a fish.
That's all I remember.
And around.
Put it on, yeah.
Old man. So I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments down the hallway. Make damn sure that pilot washed his hands, sealed his fate.
Pleased to meet you. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
B.D.
Yeah.
Mud wants troubling you is just a nature of my game.
Ryan's
stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his minister. Saw many a man's sold away. I rode a tank down the general's rank when the blitzkrieg raged. And the body stay. Pleased to meet you. Hope you catch my name. But what's troubling you is just the nature of my game. All right, here's Corby with verse three.
Here
don't
we go.
Remember how it starts.
This song has a reputation of Hitler around here.
Boy, it does.
How does it go? I don't remember. I really, really wish I knew.
Is this Cutting Crew? Who did this for you?
All right, we're out of steam.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's great.
Peter
we nailed
out
that.
Wow.
Nailed two verses.
That's a pretty tight
that's
ending.
The longest we've gone.
Two out of three is not
two
bad
verses.
I think you blew it by people.
All right, now, ladies on the line.
Okay, ladies,
we gave you enough time. Let's load them up. Donnie.
Yeah?
He quit.
Donnie?
Hello.
Hold on,
I'm putting
Donnie
my pants back on.
What are you doing back there?
Oh, I just took a bump on the computer.
Yeah, you're cleaning it up.
We got girls?
Well, we may have some.
Up here to help out. Right. Let's check it out.
All right, good evening. You are on the late night ticket. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a joke for the camp out.
Okay.
Holy crap. All right.
Jokes. Go ahead.
Hook me up.
What?
You're go up. Ahead. Go. You're on.
Oh, all right. An old lady checks into an old folks' home, and she gets hooked up with this old man who lives in one of the wings over there. And he says,
"Yeah,
hey, you look pretty good. Let me have some of that." She takes off her shirt, takes off her pants, and he says, "Hey."
Oh, my God.
I love that cute angina, but let me see those boobies.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Worst joke teller.
Yeah, seriously. No rhythm whatsoever.
Does it always get this cold at night in this part of the
world?
Yeah.
It's pretty chilly.
God.
We're going to freeze.
We are 250 miles from home, and I'm freezing.
All right, ladies.
Is there anything around here?
What do you mean, like a Whataburger?
We'd have to go all the way into Beaumont.
Would you guys
what are you doing?
Would you guys like a weather fun fact?
Sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, Bob's got a weather fun fact.
Green Bay, 11 inches of snow today.
What?
Really?
Whoa. Die.
Yep.
All right, ladies, let's line them up. Ladies, you're on the line. Let's go.
It's always about Green Bay with you, Bob.
But all right, Donnie, we'll punch up line two. Ooh, let's try that one. Hi, dear. You're on the ticket, the late night ticket.
Spread AIDS. Joey Keys out.
See?
Do you think
I thought he was?
Do you think Donnie's
those
got
are my
girls
last
on
words.
One and three? But since you told him to go to line two, he went there.
No, it was Joey Keys.
So successful last
seriously, would that be disturbing if your parents' last words on their deathbed was spread AIDS? Like your dad, that was the last thing your dad told you to do before he died.
No. Gordon. Spread AIDS. I want you to be strong and spread AIDS.
I will, Dad. I'll do anything you ask.
All right. You take care of your mama.
Give your mama AIDS for me.
Oh, God.
We are not turning this into a late night rant. Damn it.
Let's go to whatever line you want, Donnie. Kind of a line roulette.
Yeah, it seems like this is Donnie's show now.
You are on the ticket with George.
Hello.
I thought he was.
Oh, I have a penis. What?
Am I on?
Yeah,
yes,
go ahead.
Go.
Yeah, what's the over under that Gordon gets tied up to a tree with a belt around his neck and some guy comes up to him and asks him if he's got a pretty mouth?
Probably about 5 hours.
Good stuff.
Good evening. You are on the ticket.
Hey, boys. What are you up to tonight?
Wow.
Finally?
Who's who up to?
On the finding your kids.
Did he hang up on the one girl that we had?
No, I think a guy grabbed the phone. I'm going to go take a leak in the lake. This sucks.
I need to do that, too. Is that allowed?
Yeah. All right. One more call try, and then...
Lakes are super gay.
Good evening.
So
you are on the ticket. The late night ticket.
I just wanted to give a shout out to the 2300. We're all listening to you and tweeting about you guys.
Hey, what is the 2300? I've been seeing all these tweets.
What is it?
With that hashtag.
What is it?
It's where P1s get together at 11 p.m. every day and talk sports or mainly the goings on of the ticket.
So that's why it's called the 2300, because that's the 24-hour clock?
Secret that's correct, society. Sir.
Huh.
Okay.
Must be very careful.
Well, thanks. I thought the first rule was don't talk
how many
about
are in it?
There's several, actually. I don't know exactly how many are in it. I'm not, I'm merely a,
what you take.
And, why is Corby so sober?
He said he's pacing himself for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's the night that he's gonna get crazy.
So
that was a tease. Alright, what kind of clock do we have, Donnie? Do we just do whatever we want?
Or should we do need to take a break.
We're gonna take a break, man.
So whenever you guys are ready to break, that would be fine with me.
All right, Junior's go. Playing a guitar.
Go.
He's got more text in this segment.
You know, we can see so many stars out here tonight. This is great. We see one or two maybe in the Metroplex, but you get way out here, and we got a whole full sky of them. And tomorrow night, programming note, I'll bring you a very short but special edition of Junior Coast to Coast.
Ooh,
it's back.
I want to do my Loveline show. When's that going to happen?
That'll be sometime tomorrow night. We're going to have more time during the evening tomorrow after the Hardline's done at 7. We can have random programming throughout the night.
Highlight.
Right now, we're bringing you an exclusive ticket concert from around the campfire. We've lost Corby, but we still have Rhines, Gordo, and George.
Corby go to bed?
We've gained the loss of Corby.
And I think we do have one female caller on the line, according to Donnie. So let's cross our fingers, and this will be the last time we try this for a while. Hi, are you female?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Finally.
Hello.
How are you?
I need your vagina so badly.
Whoa,
right now.
Whoa. Don't start with that.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Leslie.
Oh, Leslie. Huh?
Leslie.
Whore.
Don't call her
come on,
that.
Fellas.
She's
we finally got her on the line.
She's a sweet vagina. Gosh.
So why are you up this late listening and calling?
Actually, just my friend listening to it.
Who's pressing the buttons?
Yes.
Who's doing that?
Who's doing that?
All right, this is the same girl whose boyfriend takes the phone from
her.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, it is.
Is your boyfriend sitting right next to you?
Yes, right. It is, of course.
Hang up.
Right.
I can't take those
buttons. He actually walked away because I was like, I can do it.
No, he's hitting the buttons. Who's hitting the buttons?
Do what?
Who's hitting the buttons?
He is. He's in the other room.
All right. Enough. Yeah. Enough. Man, that's enough. Go, Donnie. Go.
You got another female here.
All right. Hi there. You're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
We call them hoes where I'm from.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your name?
I have no boyfriend to press buttons, so I guess that's why I'm up talking to you guys. Oh,
that's why you don't have a boyfriend.
All right, all right, all right.
You couldn't find a button.
How old are you?
Oh, I'm afraid to say.
Go ahead.
35.
Number 40.
Oh, you're in your prime. That's great.
What did she say?
45.
No, 35.
35.
Okay.
Not 45.
Okay. No, 35's okay.
All right, what's on your mind tonight,
I guess?
Let's see. I watched the Stars lose tonight.
Yeah, so did Bob.
Follow them from where they're plugged in.
Are you drunk?
No.
What's your name?
Yet. Tina.
Tina.
Are you known to us?
Sorry?
Are you known to us?
Have you slept
Am
with Mike?
I known to you? I don't.
Yeah.
I've emailed you guys before. I don't know if I'm known to you.
Are you currently with child?
Oh, open your
sex. Oh,
Gordon?
Your child is right next to you right now.
Do you want me to be with child?
No, I'm just asking.
Are you?
No, I'm just wondering. Are you currently with child?
I'll put a child in you.
No, I'm not currently with child.
Okay, thank you for answering.
Are you with man?
No, I am not.
Are you dating?
Are you with woman?
No, I'm not with woman. I am dating, but I know I'm not with woman.
Are you a gay lesbian woman?
I could be.
All right. Okay, what all have you done with the girl?
I haven't done anything with the girl. I'm one of those rare people, apparently.
All right, hang
that's
up
okay.
on her.
That's
hang
okay.
Up
no, that's okay.
Super gay.
Jesus doesn't love everything. You, this haven't I know.
Hey, Gordon, hand me that bottle to your left.
You've not polished me. That much off?
No.
Tonight?
No, I haven't.
Tony just brought this to you. Look how much is gone.
Not me.
Who?
Others.
All right,
got it made.
I'm hot. That's it. I really don't know if that's right, but Amos
slow.
Moses is something like that.
It is close to that.
Here goes high speed.
Man, I think this
Corby.
I think this clock is slow.
It is on like a Mother Hubbard now.
Yeah, it's awesome that yeah.
All right, here's Gordon.
Whoa, what?
Donnie.
What?
Not you.
Oh,
what's
right.
up?
You ready, George? Let's try a little Willie Nelson. Since I got a nylon string. Actually, Corby's playing the nylon string.
Oh, thank you.
Ah.
in the twilight, though I see her.
Nice.
Blue eyes crying in the rain.
I'm crying in the rain.
When we kissed goodbye and parted,
we kissed and we farted.
I knew we'd never meet again.
Cause we're never gonna see each other. I'm pregnant.
Love is like a dying ember.
That's cause I'm dying of AIDS.
Only memories remain.
Just some memories of your penis.
Through the ages I'll remember.
Had sex with an angel.
Good, Corby. Thank you.
I'm just noodling right now.
Whoops again, Corby.
It just comes natural to me. It's weird.
You really progressed.
No.
We'll stroll hand in hand again.
Once our hands are together
in a land that knows no parting.
What?
Blue eyes crying in the rain.
I'm only crying cause you're dying of AIDS.
Blue.
All right. What is going on with this?
Thank you.
That would have been great if Corby hadn't ruined it.
Thanks a lot.
Well, he played a great lead there. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Your lead sounded fine, and then you were singing like crap.
Or
this
gives.
Not their phone. What's with the phone?
I don't know. Maybe my phone. Not my
phone. Donnie, how are the lines looking?
That's how smooth Corby is.
You're looking quite full right now.
Yeah? Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, let's go with it, boys.
Okay.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Let's do it, boys.
I'd like to talk to my cousin.
Who? Your cousin?
I'd like to talk to my cousin, Mushmouth Thomas.
Oh, Mushmouth.
What is your name?
This Mushmouth cousin, this is Steve.
Oh, Steve. Okay. At least he came up with a name. All right, go ahead. Talk to Mushmouth.
Steve Thomas? Mushmouth Thomas, right? And
yes,
you're
Mushmouth
Steve
Thomas. But this is Mushmouth Thomas cousin, Steve. I'll talk to Mushmouth.
Oh, my God.
Let's see if we can find him. Hang on a second.
Don't be mean.
Okay, here he is.
It's smoky over here. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I'm right in the middle of the smoke.
Yeah, you guys are downwind from the smoke.
We should go to the next line now.
Yeah, that's a bad bet.
No, wait, let's find out what this guy wants.
Hello?
Who do you want to talk to?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
You're the one that Gordon didn't want to talk to.
Oh, you got all the pretty parts.
So am I on the air?
Yes. Good evening. What's your
talk
name?
Talk about your meat flower.
I'm on the air.
What's your name?
Oh,
all right, this is the same one. This is the same one.
Oh, it's not.
My name is Carrie.
Carrie, where are you calling from?
I live in Anna, Texas.
Anna.
Really? Oh, Carrie, you're deep in Anna?
Right over there by McKenna.
In Anna. I am deep in Anna.
So, hang on. Let me guess this, Carrie. You're married.
I am married.
No doubt. If you live way up there in the burbs, you're married. And you have two kids, ages 5 and 2.
No. Nope. I do live in the burbs. I have two kids, ages 12 and 8.
Let me guess.
Told ya! Yeah!
12 and 8. And how old are you? 29.
I also, my daddy is also the one that got all the Heisman Trophy awards, all the Heisman Trophy awards on that football.
Oh, yeah, for Special Olympics.
Yeah, that's my daddy. He also
what?
Got all the Living Cy Young Award winners.
All right, yeah. The Special Olympics talk is a chubby killer.
Your daddy did what? I'm confused.
My dad, he's the guy who raises all the money for Special Olympics, to donate to Special
Olympics.
Okay,
but boobs.
Did your dad,
boobs.
What's your dad?
Boobs.
You know what, though? We're going to have to hang up on you because we can't degrade a woman whose dad we know so well.
I can.
Do we know him?
Yeah, I know him.
Why do you have to degrade me? Why can't you just talk to me?
That's not
any degrade you. I want to pull your hair.
Why are your kids so old?
You want to
pull my hair? Yeah.
Aren't women a lot cuter when their kids are like 3 and 1?
I want to spank you.
He wants to spank me.
They're like cuter before they have kids at all. They're useless when their kids are 3 and 1.
Hey, Gordon. Yeah.
I will. I'll get up there and I'll spank you.
All right, leave now.
Hmm. Who?
Gordon.
If I left right now, I could get to Anna by tomorrow evening. We're too far away.
You can take a nearest airport would be Phoenix, I guess.
What?
So you could take a flight out of Phoenix and be there in the morning. Oh, did I say too much? Did I give away our location?
Yeah,
too
you
much?
Did.
Wow.
We're in Sedona.
I'm really blowing it tonight.
By the way, has anybody been to Sedona?
Yeah. We went there on a Musers field trip at the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We went up to the Grand Canyon and came back through Sedona.
Is it as gorgeous as people say and lovely and fun? And
it was pretty. We didn't stop. We just drove through.
Did you look out the window?
No.
Did you go to Amy B's?
Do you like it?
No.
I tried to find her.
Amy B's.
You can say Amy bitch.
Whoa.
Wow.
Who else we got, Donnie?
All right, we go now to line 3. You're on the ticket. Good evening.
Hello?
What up?
Hello, this is C1 Dilday.
Bill Bates?
Dilday.
B1 Dilday.
Bill Bates?
Bill Day.
P1 Bill Bates.
No, he's saying Dilday.
Are you saying Pam or Pan?
It's obvious he's saying Pan.
I think there's an M on there.
I think there's two M's.
Yes, Bill. What's on your mind?
Yeah, talk. Go.
This is horrible. Is this a guy?
You suck. You're awful. You're a terrible caller. It's awful.
Oh, no, I'm
Donnie.
The best caller ever. I've got the best joke you've ever heard. Snake, what's
okay.
up?
Okay. Let's hear the joke.
Let's say it.
Snake,
tell
what
it.
Is up?
Tell
snake.
It. Go.
Yeah, come on, Snake.
Snake, what is it?
Go ahead and gaze this guy.
Hear your joke.
What's the difference between the anus and a refrigerator?
What?
I don't know, but I'm ready to laugh.
Okay. One does not experience flatulence when removing meat from the refrigerator.
This is Rackham.
Sailing hard.
Rich liked it.
Broken harbors, out away in the night. To the searcher must run to Thargor's grave.
It's a very staccato solo you're doing, Corby.
What I can't do in lightning.
Is it hard to make arrangements with yourself when you're old enough to repay but young enough to serve?
Uh-oh. Misfire.
Do you have one of these fires at your tent?
You should see where Dan's tent is. It's in a very, very controversial spot.
Well, it's up in the trees. Kind of.
Let's sing a verse.
Tell me lies later. Come and see me. I'll be for a while. Tell me why.
dipping?
I've been bottling my own urine in case we run out of things to drink. I'll have backup.
Like 1,000 bottles of water.
You laugh at him now.
And a lake. There's a lake right there, too.
Listen,
Donnie, where we're
listen
going.
To Dan.
Did you urinate in the lake?
Yes.
That was a terrible move.
Dude.
But listen to Dan.
Urinate in the grass.
You guys.
In the grass.
You guys are laughing now. But here in a couple of days when I'm the only one with something to drink, my own right. urine, and you all are dying.
The lake is probably...
We got a huge water supply right there.
Maybe
I just pissed in it. You can't drink out of that.
I'll pay you right now for that bottle.
As my dad used to say, you know, where do you think the fish crab?
Good point.
To the phones we go, Donnie.
Was he wearing underwear when he said
all right,
that?
We'll go
at 214-787-1310. Good evening. You're on the late night ticket.
Hello, Bella.
What?
It's Walter from Waco.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Mike.
Hello, yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Lina.
Mike, engage this man.
Get rid of this guy.
No, engage him.
You
used to work with this guy.
I distance for all that now.
Hello, Rhino.
He likes you.
The answer is...
I hate him.
The answer is washing the dishes.
Uh-oh.
Kim Kardashian.
And
something you walk through.
Ooh, Mike, this is a good one. Go ahead.
What's the question?
Name a chore, a whore, and a door.
See?
All right, Walter, I like that one. That's a good one.
All right.
Oh, hey, Avery. Well done, Walter. Again, you've saved radio.
Yeah.
Why don't you embrace your past?
No, I distance from it.
Why? It was a great moment in life for you. It was the 80s, right? The greatest decade of your life.
Is that your favorite decade?
Oh, God, is it ever.
Rank the decade.
Sure. Rank.
Drugs were freely available.
I did so much cocaine in the 80s.
What was your favorite decade, Corby?
90s or last decade.
My old partner did most of his in the aughts.
The decade of excess.
Or now. I just keep having fun, George.
It keeps getting better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
No, it doesn't.
No, I would say last decade was pretty damn good.
Overall. The aughts? You like the aughts?
I do, yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
Had a national championship in there.
Well, give me the 90s. I was trying to put it in everything.
How'd that work out?
It's kind of successful a little bit, you
know? See? Yeah, right? Yeah. Right?
Everything?
I was trying.
Whatever.
No. I tried.
Like that fire pit right there?
Oh, my gosh, yes. If it was 1992...
How long would right Donnie now last at North Park right now before being told to do something?
Dude, my pants aren't sagging, so
excuse
I'm
yeah, but sure, you got a hood
your,
on.
Would you please take your hood down?
But it's white.
I'm freezing.
What if I cut two eye holes in it?
They could relate to white hoods out of North Park.
Wow. No? Uh-oh, I have
only
news.
Donnie can get away with
I
that
have
joke.
News.
Craig, what's your favorite decade?
I think I'm out.
Wow.
I think I'm out.
Come on, do one more song.
I don't have another song.
Come on.
All right, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Here
no!
No, we've already done that one.
Corby, that was a great question. I'm going to get back to it.
When? No more Blue Eyes.
I don't think they're really playing Blue Eyes.
Corby, I'll say the 30s.
I hear you.
I'm a big fan of the Depression.
Blue, I see her.
Yeah, somewhere this song has an ending. We
just
figure out where it is.
Sang this. You know, that's the decade that Switzer was born.
Well, you know, lucked out because I showed up out here.
Oh, boy, it's James McCartney.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Good to be with you.
Hi, James. Too bad Gordon isn't here right now.
Hey, Junior.
He loves you.
Oh, yeah, I remember Gordon. He's a preacher's boy.
That's right. Well, why don't you do one of Gordo's favorite songs?
What's what was that book you wrote?
Where'd what? You hide the body?
Yeah, where'd you put all the stuff? Do you remember that song?
What? Don't remember.
Don't you
that.
Smell like a Yeti's ass?
What happened to my capo?
I don't know.
All right, then.
Why don't you do why don't you do Leveland?
Yeah, do Leveland.
Because it beats everyone down too much.
Nah, that's good.
Why don't you do Rachel's song? You love that one, don't you?
All right, Junior, I'll try it. think I got the rhythm all wrong here. Hold on.
Oh, you sound a little like Gordo there, James.
My hands are so cold I can't feel them. Need to warm them up in a tauntaun.
Don't you what? Do Peter Pan.
Hey, Yoda was here earlier.
In a mess, Yoda.
Yeah, he was here. He did a couple of U2
songs.
Must
be a cold front coming. I saw the eastbound CNO, not supposed to be on a nylon. Cold cars were dusted with a half inch of snow.
How's everything going at the Wendy's drive-thru these days?
Pretty good. Can I borrow your guitar, Ryan?
I need to warm my hands in a tauntaun.
You got a pick, Ryan.
Your guys are caught. You're caught.
Uh-oh.
You're caught.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. All right. So we got a pick somewhere. In. Oh, it's in here. No, it didn't. This guitar is supposed
Yoda,
to sound like
you ever
like
met...
This?
Got
a little high yet. I really can't feel my fingers, George.
Is this song worth all this?
No, it isn't.
No. I'm going to try to get a temperature reading.
Jay just texted Craig.
Yeah?
Must be a cold front coming. I saw the eastbound CNO. Cold cars were dusted with half inch of snow.
And, Corby?
He says, are you and Junior going to address Tony Jefferson's move to linebacker?
That boy drive me crazy.
Tell him
I'll
no.
Do with him.
I think it's a
school
hybrid linebacker, actually, Jay. Not a true linebacker.
In. I'm all alone. It's all right.
But Jay, just think about Brandon Williams.
Even gonna wound my pride.
It's our savior.
Even one can claim they're all right.
He's our Jesus.
So can I. So can I.
Wow, the load tonight has been updated. 44.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, oh my God.
Favors your side in his face. When he gets a little older, leave a merry chase.
Did everybody remember their sleeping bag? Bob, did you bring yours?
Well, they provided us with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't remember a pillow.
Shadows of the moon.
I didn't either, Bob.
I brought 7.
That'll be...
Did you really?
I have a back
Can I
problem.
One?
No.
Damn.
Bar nothing. You guys didn't bring pillows,
I'm
going to
use a log, I guess.
Did you bring a pillow?
No.
We use a log? I was going to use your guitar case. Is that cool?
That's fine.
You guys may want to break soon.
Oh, we do? All right, I'll do this one last verse.
Go for it.
I wrecked the El Camino. Would have been DWI. So I just walked off and left it laying on its side. Troopers found it in the morning. They said it's purely luck I wasn't killed. Probably ought to quit my drinking, but I don't believe I will. Calling out to the empty night. Watching as the snowflakes come dancing around the light.
I'm out.
Dancing up against the window.
Very repetitive song.
Like they're peeking through the glass. They hover for a moment. They fall on pass.
We have to get up in an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
You sleep in.
All right, I'm done with that song. I hate that song. I hate that song.
That was good.
All right, let's take a break, Donnie.
All right, we have 12:01. on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. This is the late night ticket at the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout Edition 2.
KTCK on, Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger. KPLX HD2 Fort Worth. Aww. A Cumulus station.
Can I say this without being super
gay?
Sit down, dude.
One more segment.
Good Lord.
You stay with me.
Big queen. I'm going to go to bed. Hey, me.
You don't sleep.
No, you're not going to go to bed anywhere. You're going there and laying there. Try to fire up RedTube on your iPad.
Which I can do.
Don't I have 3G here? Am I being incredibly super gay, though?
Yes,
looking up,
you are.
And seeing the stars and thinking to myself, my God, I really wish I had this at home.
Yes.
What would you do if you had this at home?
Male
I would look up every night. Do you have this, George?
Almost this bright. And when we go out to the lake, they're this bright.
What is that going to do for you when you just look up? You're going to look up and say, oh, stars, and then turn around and go back home.
It's not gay to say that. It's breathtaking.
Yeah, it is.
It's
sweet.
Now, you're citified, Donovan. Mike is extremely citified.
Hey, I like girls. I love girls.
But, I mean, this is nice. This is something we don't see every night. I mean, just out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
Part of the universe.
Exactly. You realize how insignificant you are.
Mm-hmm. No, I own this place.
Now, here's the thing about Mike. Wow. He's very upset.
What happened?
I'm upset?
What's Mike upset about?
You can tell he's moping around, and he's tired of talking to dudes.
Oh, he wants to talk to some girls.
That's right.
So depressed.
Nothing but guys here.
That's right.
No ticket chicks like you would imagine they would provide for us.
Why don't the ticket chicks go to the
camp out? Please.
They should.
How many charges will we have on each one of us if ticket chicks are here?
Just a couple of kids.
It's all consensual.
A couple extra kids.
So think about this, guys. When you're dialing up, when we on the air request a girl to call in, and then you're a dude and you decide you're going to call in. And do a girl voice or something else that's very
hilarious. Am I on the radio?
Are you going to have your girlfriend in and then take the phone away from her or something like that?
You're angering Mike.
Boy, look at him over here. He can barely
You're making this a bad situation for him.
Calm it down.
That's right.
Look at him.
So come on, help a brother out here.
Think about this when you're dialing.
Look at his eyebrows.
You may not have 3G tonight. I may or may not be able to get on RedTube. I don't really know.
And think about this. Did you, when you're dialing, you're a dude, and you're still ignoring us, think to yourself, did you start the ticket? I don't think you did.
No.
Yeah.
Why don't you just put that phone down and allow a female to get through the phone lines? Because Donnie is clearly not able to screen you.
No, Donnie's doing a terrible job.
We need TC up there for that.
Yeah, he's so gifted.
All right, so shall we go to the phones?
Let's see what's going on out there. See if anybody can help a brother out. Hi there. You're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
Yes, this is my Thomas.
God almighty. Get rid of that, Donnie.
Let's go here to somebody who hasn't turned their radio down yet. Good evening. You're on the ticket.
Yes, it is. James again.
No. gone.
Who did he say he was?
That's James again.
Oh.
Jesse's nephew or cousin or brother or whatever.
Hi there. You're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
Hi, Dan. Did you hear the
Gone.
Man,
hi there. You're
really
on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
I apologize, Reiner.
Nope. Go ahead.
Reiner, he apologized.
Hi, you're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
I need to talk to the musical.
Hi there, you're on the Deep Night Ticket.
Sounds like the moose from the Captain Kangaroo show.
You're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a joke.
No joke.
Oh.
You're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
See, you've made him angrier. I didn't think that was possible.
Look how mad he is.
So please.
I've never seen Mike this mad.
Please, guys, think about what you're doing here.
You're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
Well, what in the hell do we have going on here?
Nope. You're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I've
Does everybody realize that you're not only affecting this evening's mic, but that will carry over into tomorrow's mic?
Right.
And Thursday is a huge day for the whole
Tomorrow's
system.
Way bigger than today. Today's like a warm-up party. This is nothing.
So do you want to ruin him for tomorrow night?
Surely not.
Please don't. Please, guys.
I mean, I'm going to carry this around with me for the better part of the day tomorrow. and it's going to depend on what happens tomorrow night to get me out of it. You've already ruined tomorrow's show.
Oh, God.
Wow, we've already gone past the 3-7 line.
That's
so
right.
Please don't affect tomorrow's deep night ticket.
Do you
want to
talk
what you're doing?
So, do you want to break down maybe a couple of Sweet 16 games while we're waiting on a girl, Mike?
No, I don't.
Well,
hi there. You're on the deep night ticket. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Go ahead.
This is Cherie. Okay.
That's a girl.
Well, we're getting somewhere.
Hello, Cherie.
Right now.
Hi. I tried to call last year, and George hung up on me.
Oh, George,
you're such
what
a jerk,
hell, man.
You're such a jerk.
Not chivalrous.
What did you do that for? Let's find out why I hung up. Why did I hang up on you?
I don't know. I was trying to talk to Dan, and you didn't like that, so you hung up.
All right. That's jealous George rearing his ugly head.
All right, let's get the facts
page out of the way here.
Let's get the facts page out of the way.
I have a joke for you.
Listen to me. How old are you?
25.
Ooh. What do you do for a living?
Yeah. I'm in sales.
What kind of sales? What are you selling?
I sell payroll, ADP.
Payroll?
I think we're involved.
So
we get the ADP payroll, don't
super
we?
Super gay.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
We actually get paychecks.
Where do you live?
Hang on, let me get... I don't say this. I bet you live...
Where do you live?
You live in the West Village.
Where do you live?
In Dallas.
In the West Village, right?
I'm actually Facebook friends with Mike.
All right.
Well, who is it?
I hate to tell you this, sweetheart, but so are 75,000 other people.
Oh, wow. Corby?
Oh, I felt special.
That's right, in addition to my 500,000-plus Twitter followers.
That's an old guy playing a young man's game.
That's right, I am.
You know, she does want to tell a joke. I think should allow her to do so.
All right, are you with man?
What?
Are you with man right now?
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Really?
But you'll really like my joke. Listen for a second.
Okay, go ahead. Go. You've earned it. Go.
What do you call an anorexic girl that has a yeast infection?
An anorexic girl that has a yeast infection. I don't know. What?
Quarter pounder with cheese.
That's funny.
Did you like that?
Mike?
That wasn't bad.
He did. I think you've made him a little... You might have helped the 6:30 to 7:00.
Now, did you go to college, sweetheart?
Yeah, I went to... I'm actually from California.
Yeah? Where'd you go?
Hey, where'd you go to school, baby?
Cal Poly.
Oh, Cal Poly! Yeah! Big West School!
Oh.
Yeah, that's awesome!
What up?
What?
Whoa.
That wasn't George.
Cal
Guess
Poly.
What, baby? We're going to hang up on you again this year. Goodbye. See you later.
Oh, dear. So sad, another George casualty left in the wake.
What a thrashing of a voice that is.
That made him famous.
See you later.
Goodbye.
All right, guys.
Now, with that.
Again.
Now, you guys that put the phone down... In the middle of dialing, we thank you.
But Mike is in a
girls.
Much better mood.
And,
now.
Yeah, it's really helped. So see what you've done. Now all the other guys who have the phone in their hand right now, let's put it down.
And talk to more girls.
And let the girls get through, please.
Hi there, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes,
hello,
good
you're
evening.
On the air.
Hey, the 2300 on Twitter.
Nope,
don't think so, baby.
You're wearing a bra.
Right.
You're wearing a bra.
Oh no!
Hello, who's this?
Thursday Jesus. How y'all doing, Camp Out?
Damn it!
See ya.
God.
Thursday
now,
Jesus.
That's early. Real
Hello?
Early call by you.
Hello.
Now make this call. Yes. Good evening.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Candace.
Finally, Candace.
The
yes,
Candace we
Candace.
Know.
Yes.
I don't know a Candace.
All right, is this Black Candace?
This is Black Candace.
All right.
Candace.
What?
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Donovan, you're black. Talk to her.
I am. Hi, Candace.
I'm awesome. I'm great.
Translate.
Hi.
Tell her hi.
She is awesome.
Tell her thanks for calling.
Candace, do you understand me?
Okay, easy. Easy, damn it.
What?
Yeah.
Candace, don't listen to him.
That's a racist Corby.
We need to talk about
Corby. I'm sorry.
We need to talk about them.
Let me tell you something about Candace. She's hot.
Yes.
Thanks.
Are you when are you moving to California, Candace?
In a couple weeks.
All right, Donovan. Got to work fast here.
Yeah, I know. I don't think have I ever met you, Candace?
No, I haven't. No, we haven't.
Do you date black guys?
I've never dated a black guy, actually.
What?
Wow.
You know what? We have that in common. I've never dated a black guy either.
We should talk.
Why don't you date black guys?
She's kind of bright.
That's clearly a conscious decision, though.
I don't know. It's just some kind of preference, you know?
So do you want to take that stroll a couple weeks before you go to California, Candace?
To a married man.
Oh, we don't talk about that.
Not details, really married. Yeah.
Details.
Oh, I just got a text message, Dan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Did she pass?
Oh, my gosh.
Who is it from?
It's from my now ex-wife.
That's terrible.
Wow, Candace, already? I'm not married anymore.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Seriously, why have you ever been asked out by another black guy?
Yeah, I get hit on all the time by black guys and all sorts of guys, but, you know.
She does.
Why do you like white guys?
I've just been attracted to them. I grew up in, like, there's, like, three black families in our neighborhood, so.
Where did you grow up?
San Antonio. I'm a Spurs fan.
All out.
Have you ever dated a Hispanic guy?
No.
Just straight white, huh?
Yeah.
What high school did you go to in San Antonio?
MacArthur.
The Brahmas.
Yep, go Brahmas. We call them Brahmas.
The Brahmas.
I thought it was Brahmas.
You know, I've never dated a white girl, Candace.
You haven't?
I have
Norm,
not, no.
Norm used to teach at common, San Antonio
really
MacArthur.
Do. We need to sit down and talk about our experiences, Candace.
You know, San Antonio MacArthur against San Antonio Lee. That is our matchup of the Alamo City this week.
How old are you, Candace?
I am 29. I just visual. 29 a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
you know what, Candace? I don't know if you knew this,
what
sweetie.
Day?
Candace, I'm 27.
What day is your birthday?
The 12th.
Interesting.
You know I'm 27, right, Candace?
Yeah.
So before
I know.
You go,
I I turned 27. I forgot.
Yeah, we're all 27.
Before you go to California, Candace, we need to meet up and hang out, you know? Just
absolutely.
Yeah, of course. So we can bond and we can talk about things that only talk about in the community.
Candace, have you ever smoked pot?
Maybe.
I mean, is your employer listening? Why wouldn't you say yes?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Could you pass a drug test today?
Yeah, of course.
You have done just about everything, haven't you?
I'm good, y'all.
Wink.
Wink.
Yep.
Awesome.
All right, Candace.
Well, this is like the best.
You're going to be missed when you go.
Well,
you
really see you later.
Candace. You're going to be missed when you go.
You've got 2 weeks to see me, Candace. I'm looking forward to it.
I think Donnie decided.
Donnie,
that
what the hell, man?
Whoa.
Donnie's
come on, Donnie.
He knows what he's doing.
He's a programmer. Let's move on to the next call, shall we?
All right. Hi there. Good evening. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Seriously.
See, you're putting me back. You're putting me back in that place.
Oh, no. Come on. Let's go to the phones.
Come on, Dan. Control this.
Good evening. You're on the ticket, the late night ticket with Mike.
That's so awesome.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Who is this?
This is Susan, and he is my hero.
Who
is?
Reiner.
Yes.
Reiner's dead, first of all.
No, he's not dead.
Tend to lionize
I can talk to Corby, too, because he's my minor hero.
Yeah, he's the snake, isn't he?
Yes, he's the snake.
Am I your minority hero?
He's my minority hero because he's younger than me.
You sound a little rough around the edges.
How old are you?
What's the question?
How old are you?
Guess.
44.
51.
Really? You said 51?
I'll say 27.
Corby said 51.
Corby said 51?
No, sweetheart. I said...
Thank you, Corby. Thank you, Corby, love of my life. No, not 51.
44.
58.
No, not 44.
27. Corby, not 58.
27.
You're doing well. You're beating up 58.
Whoa.
How many smoke breaks do you take a day?
40. Let's go with 49.
All right, you're 61, so
no.
What else?
49?
Yeah.
So what
that's
is
right.
The
I'm
really
a P1 day one,
game.
And I love every one of you guys. And I have been
that's sweet.
Kicking the ass since the stupid stars have been on, waiting for you guys to come on. I want y'all to sing a song for me.
What do you want?
I want y'all to sing Lady Antebellum's If I Knew Then. Come on, Let Gordon and Corby sing it for me, please. That's not bad.
What is it?
Not I need you now. I want you to think if I knew then. Come on.
You know what?
Listen,
most girls your age.
I need to be line five girl.
Wait, shut up! Good Christ!
Get rid of her, Donnie!
Get rid of her, Donnie! Good gravy! What an annoying bitch!
Dude, she loves you.
Oh yeah, I love you too.
He doesn't mean it.
Is that all you know?
I didn't mean anything.
He's
sorry. He'll never say it again.
I just need you now.
That's all we know.
That's really all there is to it.
That's a good song.
All right, we can't end with her.
Is it?
Well, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with her.
Y'all need to play that song, the other one from Lady Antebellum. Y'all recognize me yet?
Let's get Donnie in the car and go do a drive-by at North Park real quick.
Whoa.
Ooh, yeah.
The one at the station, right? Donnie at the station?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
What are you looking at me for? I was talking to Donnie at the station.
All right. Okay, wait, Donnie.
At two, George.
Wait.
At two.
Donovan.
Come on, man.
Will you drive to North Park right now, roll the window down and say, yo, is Orange Julius open?
Whoa. What voice is that?
What voice is that?
It's my lower voice. Yo.
Yeah, okay. Donovan's known for his low voice.
See?
Hey, good Donovan, evening.
Right.
Oh, Mike might be taking off his headset. Oh, no.
Is he
this
man? Mike!
Did he just throw him down?
He just pulled his pants.
Are you okay?
He's defecating right here.
Good evening. You're on the ticket. Go ahead.
Tell Mike not to go anywhere. This is Ranjit, and we have to start Tekken Talk now.
Uh-oh, Mike. Ranjit's on the phone.
Tekken Talk.
It's time for Tekken Talk.
Oh, look at run back. He's running back to the broadcast side.
Hey, man, I want to be on Tekken Talk.
What is your question for Tekken Talk? How may I help you with your iPad?
Yes.
He wants to know if you have a question about your iPad.
Yes, I need help with it, man. Can you help me on Tekken Talk?
What's your problem, Mr. Mike?
I just need to be educated on it. Can you help, Raji?
Oh, we can help you very well, very well. How can we start to turn on the power?
Oh, my.
All right, he's running out of steam, but he's got a
hard time. It's time to go to the unticket.
Well, where is Chad?
Oh, dear. He lost it.
All right, good evening. You're on the late night ticket. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm a girl. I want to talk to you.
Good evening, girl.
All right, this is the one with her boyfriend back there. He's going to start messing around.
And what is your name, ma'am?
Jenny?
Uh-huh.
Jenny, how old are you?
34.
All right, awesome. That's average. That's good enough.
What do you want tonight? Right. What do you want from us tonight?
Has someone implored you to call the ticket?
No. I've been kind of following along with the 2300, but I've just turned y'all on at like 11.
Okay, what's a 2300? I really don't know what
that is. That's the Twitter.
It's a bunch of P1s tweeting about what you guys are doing on the air. It's pretty fun to follow along with them.
So,
and every night at 11 p.m., they all hook up on Twitter?
This is my first time, so I guess they do it every night. I don't know.
Why are you awake right now?
Because you guys are entertaining.
Do you have a job?
Yes, I have a job, and I have to be there very early tomorrow.
Oh, no. Well, thank you very much for listening.
Are you ready for bed tonight?
No, not really.
No?
Have you showered yet?
Did that in the morning.
Oh, you should do that at night, too.
Both?
Yeah.
You should take a pillow into the shower, too.
That might work.
What for? What's the pillow for?
A little pillow fight.
Okay.
While you're in there, like, oh, you're bad down there.
So are you nude?
That's a bad girl.
Are you nude?
I'm nice. I don't know. Y'all are all talking over each other.
Have you ever talked to a celebrity before?
I met Chuck Norris at the Bruton Terrace Theater in Pleasantville as a kid.
So the answer is no.
Walk of Texas, Randy?
Does that count?
Walk of Texas, Chuck. Texas Chuck Norris. Man, you got me all confused here. Chuck Norris, the Sons of Thunder coming on now, right?
Who is this?
What?
Who is this?
Hello?
Do a search.
Are you nude?
For Walker,
no.
Texas Ranger.
Donnie has never played a drop before.
Welcome, Texas Chuck. Texas, welcome.
Yeah, he has too. He's been doing it all night.
So
okay, that's good.
So who are you attracted to, Stacy?
My favorite. Oh, my name's Jenny. My favorite ticket personality. You mean?
No, just in general. Just, I mean, is it
like a Hollywood actor or anything?
Oh, wow. Your boat? Gosh, I guess. Gosh,
Steve, maybe Steve Irwin.
No. I think, well, obviously Brad Pitt is hot, you know.
Overrated.
Totally hot.
Sort of like maybe Harry.
I like Javier Bardem, because he looks like he's been punched in the face a few times, and I sort of like that.
Hang on, wait.
Do you enjoy having your hair pulled?
No, hang, Mike, wait. Mike mentioned a celebrity, Harry Reasoner. You don't know who that is, do you?
No.
So what's your take right now on this Libya situation? I'm really torn up over. What's going on in your head over
it? It's a bummer, and...
Totally. You should be on the news.
Odyssey Dawn is more like a stripper than a war, so that sucks.
What?
They named it Operation Odyssey Dawn. It sounds like a stripper name.
See? That's what you get with the 2300 right there, dog.
I guess so.
What's your Twitter name?
Do I have to?
No, I just thought you might
get some followers. So if you like followers, you might get some now.
Okay, it's Werewolf Show. It's kind of a dumb name, but it's something I sort of came up with on the spot and stuck with.
It's Taylor Lautner's balls.
No.
Twitter.
No, I'm Team Edward.
Are you a vampire fan?
Not really. I mean, I like True Blood, but I'm a little too old for all that, you know, glittery Twilight stuff.
So, if you had to have sex with Mike, would you? If having sex with Mike would put you into heaven, would you do it?
If it would put me into heaven, yes. But I'm a little
Mike, she likes
whatever
you.
It was, Red Tube. I went to see what that was. It's kind of rough. That is rough.
See, there's a drop.
Dude, Mike, I think she totally likes you. She said she'd have sex with you.
But she's no, disturbed by that. But, I mean,
you did too.
I think it's a heaven, of course.
She's disturbed by Red Tube.
Creamy, you said it.
Whoa.
What?
What was her name again?
I said if it's my ticket to heaven, Creamy? Then yes.
Right, so you'd have sex with him. You'd have sex with him.
Okay. Are you bothering me right now? That's what it feels like. Yes, I guess.
That's a good test, though, Mike. If she's disturbed by Red Tube, that's probably not the girl for you.
No, it's not.
That's just a
however,
trial.
I'm still banging.
That's a
wow.
That's a trial balloon that Mike will float.
Now, do you have a boyfriend?
Would you like
right
to hear
now?
A song? Would you like to hear a song?
I'm in Love with Dan McDowell. That's a good song. I only know
another song here for you. Are you ready? Ready, George?
Ready.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you back.
You're right, Donnie.
Said I wasn't cold.
Hang on.
I'm a little drunk and I need you now.
This duck.
I am the eye in the sky.
I can be
looking at you.
How about that?
There you go.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Thank y'all.
You know what, Queefy? I hope tonight that you sleep. I hope you sleep like an angel.
I hope you sleep totally nude.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Well,
all right.
Okay.
All right, come on, Dan. Take charge.
Still an all-nighter.
All right, let's take another phone call then here on the Late Night Ticket. Good evening.
Hi.
On the ticket. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Now we're getting somewhere. Oh. What is your name?
I'm sorry?
What's your name?
My name is Kara.
And where are we calling from, Kara?
Irving.
Now what are you doing up
Tigers,
so late, huh?
The Nimitz Vikings and the MacArthur Cardinals.
I'm watching Rachel Maddow, actually.
Yeah,
and listening to you guys.
That's liberal programming on CNBC or MSNBC.
Hey, folks, don't watch that. Look,
it's boring though. It's on mute.
Oh,
that's way more interesting.
You are 27 and you went to MacArthur.
26.
No, I'm 24.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to college at UNT.
What do you do?
Main Green, baby!
What do you do for a living?
Yeah, I truly believe Johnny Jones has done a terrific job. Two times in the tournament in the last 5 years.
I'm a teacher. Really?
What subject do you teach?
Did you take the $10,000 buyout?
No.
Are you
I'm
a DIS
24.
Teacher?
Why would I retire that early?
That's a horrible question. Oh. Where do you teach?
I teach in Irving. That's good enough.
So, math, history, English, what?
History.
How old are the kids you teach?
Honey, I'm a history major. We have so much in common.
I'm a history buff.
What do you think about the job Ray Overton did at MacArthur in the late 80s?
So you went to UNT, right?
Yes.
Did you ever wonder why they used to be called North Texas University? Did you know that?
North Texas State University.
Yeah.
Right, but did you know that...
K-U-N-T instead of K-T?
No, it didn't. I used to work there. It was always K-N-T-U.
I was wondering why, but I wasn't really going to say the call letters. That was kind of leave that to the imagination, but...
Hey, yeah, I went to North Texas.
Sorry to ruin it for you.
I went to North Texas.
Yeah? What did you major in?
Radio, television, film.
Yeah! Are you with man right now?
Yes.
What are you doing, Snake?
What are you talking about?
What kind of music you like?
Oh, he's back there texting. Look at him. Oh, I'm so hot.
I really don't listen to music anymore.
I can't wait.
My boyfriend
I hate it out here. This
me you guys.
God, it's so cold, baby.
Oh, really? So no more music, huh?
Listen to the ticket.
I'm
going to
bang you so sweet when I get
home. Oh, gross. Corby.
What?
Are you still
texting his wife.
Are you still with that boyfriend right now?
Mm-hmm.
Holy God, baby.
Corby's texting his girlfriend.
I miss you so much.
Are you nude right now?
You understand?
Are you nude right now?
No. Sorry, Mike.
Why as a 24-year-old girl do you listen to the ticket? Outside of the fact your boyfriend told you to. What do you like about
this
the ticket?
This is very strange.
Who's your favorite?
This doesn't happen too often.
Who's your favorite, Beef?
I love all you guys.
You have to pick one. Else. Pick one. Who's your favorite?
Pick one. I'd probably have to say Corby or Gordo.
Yeah. That's two.
Gross.
So generic.
And you're a teacher. You'd pick two, and I said one.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
I
like the musers in the morning because I think Gordo's really
fun. They're just
I guess
so fun.
My favorite.
Yeah, Gordo.
So
he's not on right now.
If I wasn't married, hang on one second. I'm getting a text.
What?
Hang on, what is it?
That's odd to get a text this late at night. It must be an emergency.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
What's wrong?
Uh-oh, booty call.
Is it a booty call, Corby?
No, something terrible's happened.
Well, what happened?
I don't know if I should share this with
you
guys.
No, go ahead.
No,
we're
this
family,
is the best
dude.
Time.
Let's go, yeah.
On air, this is the best kind of program.
And we'll punctuate it with a song.
Such reality. It's like reality TV.
Be ready, Ryan.
What's happened?
My wife just got hit by a Doberman pincher, and she's gone.
Oh, she passed away? Oh, my God, that's terrible. Whoa.
I'm so lost without
Whoops.
You.
It's fire.
I worried a lifetime. Believe it or
so. So, wait. You're single?
Right now, I guess.
We have a big Corby fan on the line.
Can you stop playing guitar? Sir, my wife just got mauled by a Doberman pincher. Anyway.
Well, we have a big Corby fan on the line.
Anyway, I'm single.
We went all that way
to
just try to say that he's single.
So, I guess I need a girl now, right?
He needs you.
Well, you have to. You can't
be
single.
It's a quarter
I'm all alone and I need you now.
What I'm saying right now, sweetie, is I need you.
Are you proposing on air?
Sucks.
I'm trying to tell you I love you. Is your boyfriend on the radio?
Is your boyfriend famous?
I just need you now.
Well, that sucks for him.
Wouldn't it be great to have a famous boyfriend?
It would.
Like Corby?
It would.
You know, I ate for free at Arby's two nights ago.
Where's that fancy music the group always plays?
fancy music that Grooves always
plays. Always about Grooves.
Yeah. Not here.
I'll tell you what. You send know, me your.
Let's worry about those who are here. Not send, those who
send me.
Aren't.
Send me your photo. And I'll see if you're a good replacement for my wife who's died.
Oh, what?
Why don't you sing that Corby song that you want to hear? Then we could have a drop of it and play it forever, and you'll be famous too. And then you won't be so in awe of Corby, and you'll have a better relationship that way. If
yeah,
you're
that
both
way
famous.
When we meet, it won't be weird because I'm so famous and you're not.
So sing. So. So sing that song. Sing that Corby song that Grooves likes to play.
Yeah.
That one?
That's like the Olympic song.
That's the
I'm talking about the highbrow
right?
music,
no, no,
right?
She's singing it.
Yeah, you had it right. Do the whole thing.
Oh,
go
yeah,
ahead.
That's right. Go ahead.
I don't know if I know the rest. He only plays that part.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he does.
I went to UNT, and I was not a music major.
Yeah, well, anyway,
you could use that excuse.
Your story's becoming a little tiresome.
Yeah,
hey, you know what? Tell her thank you for calling.
Yeah, how about
yeah,
something...
Yeah, thank you for calling, Jane.
A nice, pleasant thing.
I was about to Jane, give a great salutation.
Jane.
I think Mike isn't quite...
I'm in love with Mary Jane.
That was a solid
George.
Quite
she's the main thing.
We need to take a break.
She makes me feel all right.
Continue on the phones or take a break?
She makes my heart sing.
Now, Donnie wants us to take a break, let's grab one more call.
Will you learn a song?
All right, here we go.
One black
good evening, you're on the ticket. Go ahead.
Will you?
Jeez.
Yes, sir, I promise.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I consider myself very fortunate just to have a couple of guys answer the phone while I'm killing.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Good evening. You are on the late night ticket. Go ahead.
Donnie.
Huh?
Donnie?
Yeah.
No, you're not being screened, but you are now being hung up on. Good evening. You're on the ticket with Mike.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. You're there.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are you? Who are you?
Brittany from Clarksville, Tennessee.
Brittany,
what?
Huh?
Clarksville, Tennessee. What are you doing listening, sweetheart?
Organizing my closet, listening. I'm a transferred T1.
From where?
Decatur, Texas.
Wow, that's scummy.
Home of the Decatur Eagles finished fourth in District 9-3A last year behind Argyle, Salida, and Prosper. Prosper went big school. Argyle and Salida went small school.
Why did you have to move to Tennessee?
The visual
not
is
my
is
husband
good.
In the Army.
Oh, husband.
Oh, Army. Oh, oh, so
husband.
You know, if I had someone like you, I would never leave you home alone.
Now, is he off serving now? Are you alone?
Yeah, he's in Iraq.
Oh, no.
It's everything.
Is that still a war?
Military?
Is that still a war?
I know, right?
So you're lonely now, huh?
Tell him to go to a real war like Libya.
Have you ever cheated on him when he's been gone?
All the time. No, never.
Yeah.
Never?
Come on.
Never.
You can tell us the truth now.
Would you if we all showed up right there?
Do you have a celebrity exemption? That he, like somebody he wouldn't get mad at if you did?
Bob Sturm.
Hey, singers, shut up.
Last train to Clarksville. She's calling from Clarksville, Tennessee.
Yeah, we're trying to hear what she's saying. She wants to cheat on her husband with Bob Sturm.
Well,
what? She really said that?
Yes.
Now, why? Why would you choose Bob?
I'm here right now.
Oh, hold on. You want to talk to Bob?
Hey, now. Hey,
you
now.
Want, do you want to say hi to Bob?
Bob.
Hey now,
why do you love Bob? Have you ever seen him?
Well, let me ask you a question for the next 5 minutes and see if you still like me.
What is?
I love his,
what is it
I
that
love
you like about
head.
Bob?
You love his butt. Is your husband bald?
Super gay, but I like that he's been married for forever. I think it's really cute.
Hey, I have a bald head, and I've been married forever too.
And I've been married too forever.
I've been married for 15 years.
Since yeah, do you think yeah. you could? You could teach him a lot of things since he's only been with one girl.
But don't you think that Bob, he likes his wife a lot more than the rest of us, right?
Yeah, he does. He doesn't call her a slut and things like that.
Look, I never said that about mine. That's a drop taken out of contest, you idiot.
Contest? What contest?
Yeah, I was listening live.
What contest?
Hey, I have a song request, if that's okay.
What you got?
Katy Perry's Teenage Dream, please.
You know what?
I've heard him sing it before.
Yep. Jeez, can we get a song that has a little soul in it?
Let's see. I don't know. Let's see.
Did you ever date a black guy?
Search Teenage Dream. Let's see if we can get the TikTok version of that.
Oh, come on.
What if you did? Would your dad have been upset at that?
Another one you did?
Yeah.
If you brought home a black guy? What's that?
I love Katy Perry, Wade.
I do too. Let's get going.
You think I'm pretty without any makeup on? You think I'm funny when I tell the punchline wrong? I know you'll get me, so I let my walls come down, down.
Before you met me, I was a wreck and I was kind of heavy. You brought me to life now. Valentine,
let's go all the way tonight. No regrets, just love. We can dance until we die. You and I will be young forever. You make me
feel like I'm living a
teenage dream.
The way you turn me on,
I can't sleep.
There you go. Long distance dedication.
All right.
Clarksville,
how about
Tennessee.
That?
America says thanks and the troops.
Put your pants on.
Well, good
God
luck
bless
with
our
that
troops.
Closet.
Good luck to your husband.
Good
thanks.
Luck.
Love you.
And, love you too.
Love you more. Bring home that black dude.
All right, Donnie, you want to take that break?
Let's do it, buddy.
You know what? I'm going to have to wrap things up.
I think
too.
I'm going to go to bed, boys.
Is this going
to
be it?
Looks either way.
Well, let's
you
go take
go
a shot of whiskey,
a,
and then let's go to bed.
Little song?
Tomorrow will be much later and much
What's
deeper.
Your signature song to sign off?
Closing time.
Happy trails.
You nailed it.
What key is that in?
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails to you. Smile when I'm depressed.
What? What's that?
Who cares about the skies and stormy weather? Weather. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails. To you until we meet again.
Well,
thank you. So, see you later. One short key we're in.
See you in 90 minutes.
So,
no. Bye, Donnie.